60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yourself, douchebag.
You want to discuss now my favorite color?
This program is paid for by the Ernest Angley Outreach Partners.
I'll drink to that.
Can I get high?
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe. 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 Joe.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Our campaign's been broke for months.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
Fire, 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 fire.
Okay, hi, Don and Mike.
Fire. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know, could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Marching all the way from Philadelphia today.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware! Looking now!
There you are.
Come back, sirs.
I'm much better doing it like that.
I think I might have died.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Buttery Soft Moccasins. And all the ships at sea. Hey, please remember to wake them halfway through the show and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hi, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. It's a new episode on this Thursday. Honorary Dinerd. And here's the phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
And hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
That's how you do it, bud.
Yeah.
But fight. Get a good education. Join the rest who are headed back to school.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Giant show today. We have kind of a schedule. We've got the wrestler coming on in the next break, so we've got a...
What's his name again?
Mr. Big Stuff? A Big Show!
That's right.
Big Show is his name.
Big Show.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Big Show.
Big Show.
Big
show.
Guy. But he's big. He's, I know...
7'2".
500 pounds. I know his vitals. I don't know, you know...
Cute.
Just plain
and
big.
He's like the new big thing in wrestling. He's bigger than The Rock.
Yeah, and he's just as cute as all get out.
And charming, I understand.
Well, we'll find out. Yesterday at this time, we were chatting with a lady from New Jersey who sent us one of those All I Want for Christmas letters.
Yeah, we decided that we would send her a gift basket of love toys.
Well, Buzz went to Night Dreams.
I did.
In Bethesda, Maryland today, and selected a gift pack. Now, was this by Night Dreams? Did they give it to us?
Yes, they did.
So I'm plugging
Night
Dreams.
Yes, I was going to say, you're not mentioning that if Buzz had to reach into his pocket.
No, well, not a chance Buzz would reach into his pocket. These items, however, were personally selected by Buzz.
Not for money.
From Night Dreams at 301-986-4711.
Buzz selected for Becky, the gal who overnight this for her.
Buzz selected.
The Black Nine dildo.
Hey, he's got them.
Here it is.
Oh, Buzz, you got to bring those in here. You really should.
All right, I will.
The Get Wild dildo.
Right. Oh, look at that.
Let's get real wild.
Let's get real, real gone.
We also have a video from director Michael Ninn.
Right.
Is that one of your favorite directors, Buzz?
He's now being compared to Andrew Blake.
He's a protege of Andrew Blake.
That's how we chose him.
A how-to book for threesomes.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, a tube of anal ease.
It wouldn't be a shopping trip at Night Dreams without it.
All of those selected by Buzz.
A how-to book for
anal ease.
There it is.
There you go. It's great on crackers. It's great on Ritz. I brush my teeth with the stuff. And you can use it, you know, for the other stuff, too, anal ease. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Night Dreams, for making that happen for us.
Yeah, they're great.
Let's see. Oh, boy. We have phone calls, and then we have rating stuff. We got the guy from Baltimore. Let's get to... Yo, here's the first call of a new day. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You guys rule.
Thank you, my friend.
But your new theme is terrible.
Can I tell you something? How long have you been listening to the show?
About a year.
Where are you from?
I was known to Wise Team in Philly.
All right, from Philly. We change the theme music once a year, something like that. And people always call and they say, I want the old one back.
Well, I don't know. I'm used to the old one. You know, I kind of rock a little bit. But this one sounds like disco crap or something.
It's not disco. It's Chicago.
Chicago!
Chicago. Give it a chance.
I say it's BM, but I'll give it a chance.
You say it sounds like BM?
Yeah, that's right.
It sounds like BM.
Give it a chance.
Talking about.
Give it a chance.
All right. I'll listen. I still love you guys.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Let's get real gone.
Let's get real, real gone for a change.
Dig the new theme song.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
Hey, calling from 1920s Germany. I mean, sorry, Baltimore.
Baltimore, right. Hello.
I'm moving out of this F town. I got a new job in PG County, so I'll be able to catch all four effing hours on JFK FM.
Beautiful.
Only JFK station.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate that.
Hey, with the new music, let's get the yell out of George Michael, Chicago!
Baltimore to PG County. Way to move up that rung.
Hey. Mike, that is.
It is. It's the logical step.
Yeah. That is the move. Then you go from Montgomery from PG to Montgomery County.
Right.
And then, well, you're sitting on top of the world.
Yeah, I mean, you're all set at that point. It's fine. Then you pay those high property taxes.
So, listen, the first call was from Philadelphia. Right. And we got our Philadelphia ratings today. And these are not the monthly ratings. This is the Megillah. This is the fall ratings sweep.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And well, there's not so great news, and there's great news.
Oh.
The not so great news is that in the beauty pageant, the overall ratings for our time slot, we were down a hair.
Mm.
However, here's the deal. Now, I don't think we ever even really talked at great length about
our little tightrope act in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Here's the deal. When we moved back to afternoons on September, whatever date that was in September, we were under contract with WYSP to do the midday show.
Right.
And the deal that WYSP in Philly said was, well, if you guys are going to move to afternoons, that will void the contract that we have with you. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, just put the show on in afternoons. And they said, well, you know, we're not sure. You don't draw the same demographic as the show that was on before. You guys, you skew older. So anyway, what was finally agreed upon was we signed a contract. And this was an incredible pressure. In one ratings book, they said, we signed a paper. If we were not number one in the demographic that WYSP wants,
right,
men 18 to 49.
If that wasn't the case, then WYSP would have the option to
let us go.
Wow.
To fire us. So we signed it.
To sack us, as they say in Britain.
We rolled the dice because we thought, well, what the hell? That's where we get our biggest listener base from.
Yeah, and we always, when they challenge us like that, we've always taken that because it's kind of a macho thing where
sure.
They say, hey, you know, you believe you can do the number? Yeah, we believe we can do the number.
If you really think it, well, then sign this paper. And if you're not number one, we have the option to can your ass.
Now, if we hadn't been, of course, I'm tipping our hand here, they could have possibly kept us on anyway, but really, it was indicated to us that if we didn't hit this certain number, we would be out on the street.
You know, once again, just more proof. And I don't know why we re-signed with this company.
They're really behind us around here.
more proof of how much they believe in this show.
In a way, I appreciated the honesty. I really thought that it was really the most naked example of how the company really does feel about us, you know, where you're as good as your last ratings period.
Well, our first full ratings period and afternoon drive in Philadelphia. Men 18 to 49, that would be a 7.7, which is number one.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is number one.
All right. And we're very happy about that. We want to say thank you to Philadelphia because that is the magic number. That's the one we had to be number one in.
And now I got Tim, the program director there, who's not used to running the demos that this show gets when you get the ratings information. What he's done with our show in Philadelphia is, and the transition has already happened from the audience of the show that used to have this time slot, they skewed much younger.
Mm-hmm.
We skew older.
Right.
Well, the way I can, and you know, really, people that sell advertising get very excited about this kind of a shift in demographics because what you're doing is you're really letting go some of the skateboarders and you're bringing in some of the people that actually get up in the morning and go to work and drive home and spend some money on the weekend.
So, for instance, I'll tell you that I'll give you the good with the bad. Men 18 to 24, which is the younger demo that, you know, some of them like us and some of us don't. We went from a 17.2 to an 8.9.
Yeah, that was a big drop.
But in men 25 to 34, which would be one of our big demos.
Single successful guys.
That's a 6.4 to a 9.9.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking about when we're saying the shift in demographics. And it really is shifting to what we have had in Washington for years and years and years. As a matter of fact, even many years ago, this show has always skewed older. It's always done that since we've been on the air.
Oh, it's so mature.
And a lot of the numbers that I'm looking for now that we normally tell you about the 25 to 54 and, you know, 18 to 49 and stuff like that. Well, Tim doesn't even run that. I mean, he doesn't even put that in the computer to get those ratings.
Tim is not used to probably dealing with a show that is this sophisticated. That actually has this.
Mike has his finger in his nose, and now we're playing the sound of Tim obsessively, compulsively shaving and trimming his goatee.
Who adjusted my adjustment?
So anyway, the good news is, in Philadelphia, we get to keep the job.
Yeah, and we want to say thank you to all you folks that supported this show. I mean, these are very, very good numbers for us, and we want to improve on them, and we want to keep on keeping on in Philadelphia. We are delighted. We are really delighted to still be on there, and I'm excited about these ratings.
We're excited to still be on there.
Yeah.
They haven't killed us.
There's no other way of putting it, Don. There's no really good way of spinning it.
Today was the day.
We are so thrilled to be keeping our jobs in Philadelphia.
We'd either be able to continue, and now I think the contract rolls over until September, and now I think he's stuck with us till September.
Well, also, in Philadelphia, and I feel this way about
it. I mean, not that he's stuck with us, but he's stuck with us.
In Philly, you know this already, knowing what I know about that city, the longer we're on in Philly, the better it's going to be, because, you know, it's just like anything in Philly. That once they get used to you, you're going to be okay. And I'm very optimistic. I have been since we went up there, and, you know, we're baby stepping, and now it's hitting that number one is fantastic.
The last thing that I'll tell you about, and in the overall ratings, where we were down a nun's pubic hair, the time spent listening, which is the other thing that we really...
That's not very sophisticated.
We make our money on, you know, people listen to the show long time.
We treasure that.
We went from 10th to 6th.
Yeah.
So we're very happy. And, you know, the thing was, they said, all we care about is men 18 to 49. That's all we care about. That's all we want to sell to our advertisers. You get number one ratings in men 18 to 49. And hey, guess what? You get to keep the job that we've already given you.
We also have a little subheading. We were number one in Spike's Friends.
So there you go. Thank you, Philadelphia.
That help.
A great day for this show. And I'm sure that there's other great ratings demographics that, Tim Sabian, the program director, is just not used to looking in the demographics that we bring to the radio station. He's busy right now trimming that Garth Brooks-like thing that he's got growing on his chin.
How do I relate to the kids? How do I relate to the kids? The kids.
Yeah.
What about the kids? What about the kids? What about the kids?
The kids. About the kids?
Oh, how do I relate to the kids? The kids. The kids. How do I relate?
Tim was happy when I spoke to him today. He was happy. And now, knock on wood, Eagles win on Sunday. Eagles play the Saturday night, rather. I'm sorry.
Right.
Eagles play the Falcons Saturday night. Eagles beat the Falcons. Eagles host the NFC Championship then a week from Sunday.
Eagle flies on Monday.
If the Eagles win this weekend, which they should, we will be in Philadelphia next Friday to give away tickets to the championship game.
Very good.
Now, I hope I haven't jinxed the Eagles by announcing that if they win, that we're going to, you know, go up there and give away the tickets to the championship game.
Don't even say that.
I don't think we're jinxing. I think a lot of people think the Eagles are going to kick ass, and I'm one of them.
So anyway, thank you, Philadelphia. Thank you, WYSP. Great radio station supporting us. And, you know, thanks to our listeners. Because I don't think we had announced. Yeah, I mean, I think when we came back on in the afternoon, we had said we had signed a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
And that's what we had meant, that we signed a paper.
It was the most ridiculous piece of paper we've ever signed, because it was really, you know, hey, if you do great, like you get to keep your job.
Normally when you start a job in a new time slot, you're given 1, 2, 3, 4 ratings books to really find out, like in New York. We found out after a year, hey, we sucked on WNEW.
Mm-hmm.
There was no doubt about it.
Right.
But on WYSP in Philadelphia, I think it was one ratings book. It's like you get one turn at bat, and they say, if you don't hit a home run out of the first 3 pitches,
right,
you can never play again.
Sure. You're always on double secret probation.
Yes, we are, Buzz.
Constantly. But
thank you to our listeners on WYSP, number one, men 18 to 49.
I'd like to thank Tanya.
And all the other good stuff that I'm sure we'll find out about.
The lovely
anyway,
WYSP model.
I remember.
The good news is we have the job. We had the job. And we still have the job.
You sure?
Yeah, I talked to Tim today.
You spoke to him?
I talked to him today.
It's almost like in some of those foreign governments where they have parliaments. Don't they have a vote of confidence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that what it's like?
They have those.
It's not like over here where we have an election every 4 years.
Well, no, and don't mistake that with when like a football coach or a baseball manager gets a vote of confidence, because that always means that they're going to be fired.
Like when you have they call elections.
Well,
every ratings book, they call an election on our show.
The call that I received today from Tim with the ratings news, he was happy, yet at the same time resigned to the fact that, in fact, we had met the challenge.
Yeah, probably didn't expect it to happen.
That's the other thing. You're always a little disappointed when you succeed. Just a little. You
know? I don't know. I don't know what to make of it, except that we got great listeners, and we thank you very much.
Here's what I think it is with him. I think he's probably torn, and I'll tell you why he's torn. He's torn because, on one hand, he loves the good ratings. He likes the fact that we are succeeding in these new demographics, which they have not had up there in this time slot. And, on the other hand, he is pulled by the fact that he knows that the more successful we get, the more difficult we're going to be to deal with.
And the less he has to do.
Yeah, but he doesn't like that.
Yeah, I know he does.
He likes to do a lot.
Likes to stay busy.
Well, that means we'll continue playing, you know, all Tim's music for the bumpers and stuff.
Good.
You know?
Like the opening theme? That's right up his alley.
He probably hates it. He probably loves Stop the Rock. He probably hates the new one.
Chicago!
Well, T.S. T.S. and T.T. And thank you very much, Philly, for those great numbers. Now, on with the show. Okay. Yesterday, read you this letter that we got from a guy in Baltimore.
Disturbing, if you ask me.
Dear Donna Mike, if you're having an end-of-year contest, I want to throw in a prize for the gay male contestants. I want to break in a gay virgin man. He wanted to do this on New Year's Eve.
Break in.
He wanted the man to be between 21 and 30. A virgin gay male wanted to break their virginity on New Year's Eve. Said the man must be Asian, Greek, or Native American. The man must be muscular in shape, although, as it says in his letter, he's a fat guy. Want their virginity broken by me, a fat man.
Wow.
The guy's name is Richard Lutz.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
He is ready for our telephone call. He knows he will be on the air. Lutz. Let's give him a call now.
This will be rich.
Like, what's
up with this guy? Because maybe we could still, you know, make his New Year's Eve dream come true. Much as we did for the lady in New Jersey when Buzz, you know, went and got her the dildos and stuff.
Hello?
Richard.
Yeah.
Don and Mike here.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine. I just heard you guys.
How are you, Richard?
Hi.
A rather wacky fact that we received from you when we were on our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
This was sent to us, I guess, the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you still want to find a gay, virgin, Asian, Greek, or Native American man to break in?
If you want, yeah.
You mean if we want?
I mean, I ask you,
yeah.
do you still want to find such a man to break in?
Yeah.
You got to give us more than that, Richard. I mean, come on.
Well, let me say yes, spell it out for you.
Now, do you have any human heads in a refrigerator in your house?
Hell no.
Richard, without our help, were you able to ring in the year 2003 as you had hoped?
No.
So you were not able to find a young... and why Asian, Greek, or Native American?
Yeah, I'm attracted to them.
You're attracted to them.
And you say you're a fat guy. How fat are you, Richard?
I'm about over 300.
Over 300?
And how tall are you?
About 6'3".
6'3 and over 300.
Oh, my God, you're a big man.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble there, Richard?
Some say there's two of them.
Yeah?
One of them say they look more like Louis Anderson.
Okay.
And the other one is a wrestler. Yeah. Boss man, when I have my beard on.
I'd stick with the Louis Anderson. Stick with Louis Anderson.
Richard, I have a question for you.
The always out of breath Louis Anderson. He's a kid toucher, right?
No. He's sued
He's sued to prove he's not a kid toucher.
Now, Richard, how long have you been out of the closet? I mean, did you know you were gay when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a lifelong homosexual?
As long as I know.
And you don't have a regular guy now?
No.
You don't meet a lot of people?
So you're looking at... Do you want to pitch or catch in this relationship?
Well, break in, he wants to pitch.
Mm.
Is that true?
Yeah, let's pitch.
You like to pitch.
Do you ever catch?
Once.
What?
Once or twice.
That's just once or twice. Once or twice. Richard, is it laboring for you to speak to us on the telephone?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous.
I get the same feeling as when we talked to that Swedish Elvis yesterday.
Without giving any specifics, what do you do, Richard? What do you do for a living? You'd rather not say?
I'd rather not say.
Well, Mike, I'll show you all the faxes that he sent on the top of them with his name and his address. It has a, like one of those artists.
Are you an artist, Richard?
It's got one of those things that you
put... A palette.
One of those boards that you put your
An
thumb in.
An palette where you put the paint.
It comes with a computer.
Oh, it just comes with a computer.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun, Richard?
I go out once in a while.
You go out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Richard, you're going to... I tell you what. You're going to have to bring a little more to the table if you want us to help you find a gay Asian, Greek, or Native American man to as you said, to break in.
I'll put it on you, Richard. Why would an Asian, Greek, or Native American, you know, muscular guy, why would a guy want to seek you out, Richard? What can you bring to the table? What do you bring to the relationship?
I just don't know.
Okay.
Good answer. Richard, I tell you what. Get back to us when you really are awake, when you know what you'd like, and then we'd be glad to talk to you.
I'm nervous and all this. I don't know what to say.
All right, well, get yourself...
Well, you sure knew what to say in that letter, Richard.
Yeah, like I said, when I'm on the air, I'm nervous.
You're talking about you. When you get that keyboard, though, you kind of go nuts, don't you?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You big on the Internet?
No.
You don't go to chat rooms and stuff?
No.
Why a virgin, Richard?
You know why, Mike. You get to break the seal.
Oh, God.
You know, you get to be the first one there. Where the food comes out.
Richard, can you offer any insight on that?
Mm-mm.
Richard, I got to tell you, I'm supremely disappointed speaking to you, much as I was with Ehlert Pilarm yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, no energy whatsoever. I mean, there's nervous, and then there's just no energy.
Unless you can pull it together, I'll wait for you to contact us again. Otherwise, we will not help you as we help the lady in New Jersey.
Okay.
Hey, Richard, what did you have for lunch today?
Nothing.
Oh. What did you have for breakfast today, Richard? And if you say nothing there, I know you're going to be lying.
I said, all I had was just a glass of water, that's it.
Are you on a diet?
Somewhat, yeah.
Glass of water and some guy's intestines and another guy's...
What did you have for dinner last night?
Pancreas.
Huh?
What did you have for dinner last night?
Spaghetti.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, Richard, listen, you know what? F you. Get yourself together. Register with the police. Do whatever you have to do. And we'll see you later. I'm sorry I wasted our valuable radio time with you.
Can he sing an Elvis song?
Let's get real.
Get real gone.
Goodbye, Richard.
Thanks for nothing, Richard.
We'll keep your name on file, though, for the authorities.
There he goes.
The next time I turn on Channel 2 News and see that who's that leather? The leather face is on 13. Sally Forner,
right?
The lady who looks like she was locked in a tanning booth. Our lead story tonight: hundreds of young men missing from Baltimore City. Eyewitness News. Oh God, she's the phoniest.
You know, when you get a letter that's like that, hey, I want to break in and Asian agree, and then it's like, yeah,
he's scary, man.
He is scary.
He might be good to meet in person, though. Maybe he would offer more in person.
You know, maybe if you're not doing anything this weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Fred from Sacramento.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm calling as a gay man in Sacramento. And that guy Richard.
Now hold on, are you pretending to be a gay man when you say I'm calling?
No. I'm really gay.
All right, so you're calling in and you qualify your remarks as a gay man. Yes, go ahead.
Speaking as a member of the gay community.
Yes.
This guy Richard needs to set his sights a lot lower. No. First of all, no gay man, no muscular gay man is going to, unless Richard is willing to pay for it. Is going to have anything to do with him.
Well, maybe he would be willing
to
pay.
Just a second. I think, you know, why? Because he's fat?
Well, I'm telling you, the gay community is extremely superficial, and it's all about the looks and the body and the money and the job and the car, and if you don't have any of that, no one will touch you.
And they're organized. I'm telling you, every homo guy I ever met, he's like a walking Palm Pilot.
I'm wondering whether, you know, they're obviously, you're making a blanket statement there, but I don't
know.
I think Richard would certainly, if he was going to have a chance with anybody, have to tweak his personality up a little bit.
Well, that's another thing, yeah.
I kind of agree with Fred, though, based on our talks with Homo Joe.
Yeah.
Homo Joe likes...
It's very superficial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes all of the fancy stuff. All right, thank you, Fred.
Sure, thanks.
Bye-bye. We got a break. I'll take one more call, and we'll get the wrestler on here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I'm a straight man from Sacramento, not pretending.
Right.
Hey, I need to ask Buzz a question.
All right, go ahead.
He's here.
Hey, Buzz, what is a male mistress called?
A male mistress.
Is this a riddle, or do you really need the answer?
No, I'm really wanting to know. I had to lie to Joe to get on the air. He wouldn't let me on the air forever.
I guess like a gigolo.
There you go. There's your answer. Hello.
It's Kimmy O'Bibine.
Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hi.
All right. Hey, the young lady that you sent the gift pack to, isn't it only fair that she call in one day and do the Vibrator Olympics?
Yeah, we're going to hear from her. Zamir, do most of these people today sound like they're on downers?
Well, they're also calling, like, from under their beds.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Welcome back. Hey, Buzz. How are you doing?
Hi.
The Gates Madonna era, Klein Oige, the Hosenschlange. But in the spirit of your last theme song, I'm going to be gone in 30 seconds, and I want to congratulate you on your massive ratings on your fourth day back after your vacation.
Finally,
weird call.
Finally, wow. Homo Joe is here. Homo Joe, hi.
Hi, Don and Mike. It is true. Those queens are, if you don't have a muscle, you don't have a paycheck, you don't have a college degree, you're out.
And Richard didn't bring anything to the table.
Not at all.
Right. All right.
At least with me, I have to be part of the show. I get a little action that way.
And you also, you have a few shekels to rub together.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A couple of the shekels. I want to.
HJ, I want to, don't take this the wrong way, I want to keep you in my back pocket, because I'm thinking that besides Joe Ardinger Millionaire,
right,
at some point we might do Homo Joe Millionaire.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We might do that.
Well, you know what? That has a nice ring to it, too. Homo Joe Millionaire.
There you go.
Stay tuned for some hot gay action.
You can't jump right to the pearl necklace part.
Oh, I know. You always do it after the boinky boinky here.
Oh, God.
Goodbye, HJ.
Goodbye.
Don and Mike. Hello. 10 seconds. That's all we got here.
Hey, Don and Mike, you know, with everything that Richard had going for him, you know, how could Philadelphia not want to keep you on in the afternoon?
Amen. Okay, goodbye. When we come back, we would normally not break now, but it's because of the schedule for Big Show.
Big Show, the wrestler's going to be on the show.
Big Show, the biggest thing in WWE. We'll be right back. All right, call. Call for the contest, too. What the F?
Secret sound?
Yeah, 877-365-3636. No, you know what? No. Veto that.
Don't call.
You can do that later in the show.
That was
hello.
That was like a nocturnal thing that happened. I didn't mean for that to come out. Don't call.
I used to have those.
Please, stay away. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony of what God's been doing in your life. Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentlepersons.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike show.
Well, that's a great question. We, you know, bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is, well, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, have you using language like that on the air. And while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
The Don and Mike Show.
The important thing here is a fucking bunch of motherfuckers we don't even know calling us assholes on the internet, that teenagers and guys who can't even get laid. Putting a stop to that is the most important thing you can ever do.
Right. They'll F you until you love them, faggots. Don and Mike.
Thank you.
While we're waiting for Big Show. That F you too, you love you, faggot. That made me think of when George Foreman was on the show yesterday.
Man, what a thrill it was to have Big George in here.
So I'm talking with acting general manager Alan Linewand, and you know he's a giant boxing fan.
Yeah, he's a big one of those original prints of Muhammad Ali in the Sonny Liston fight.
He's got a picture of him with Joe Frazier, and he got a picture of himself taking with George Foreman. And he called me last night to tell me how excited he was to meet George Foreman. And I was just thinking how George Foreman must have been bugged out of his skin. And the one thing that I didn't say, and I'm glad you didn't say on the show yesterday, that he must have heard every day of his life since he had the famous fight with Joe Frazier. Alan said, and you know Alan, said, I walked up to him and I said, I'm going to take you back in time. I'm going to say something that's going to take you back in time. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Isn't that Ali?
No, that was George Foreman.
Is that George Foreman?
Yeah, it was George Foreman, and Howard Cosell made a big deal and say it. Foreman was going to beat Frazier. But I purposely didn't mention it yesterday because I know that George Foreman's got to be just out of his mind sick hearing that. And Alan gloms onto him in the green room and then says, like, okay, I got something. It's really going to trigger your memory now. Okay, pal. We're going to see something to you now. Down goes Frazier.
He was mobbed yesterday. It was tough. He got out of here in pretty short order after his little visit from Alan. He's the kind of guy, movie stars, heavyweight champions, those are the people that have been on this show that get the most attention. I go back even when, who was that guy that had the hangover that was big at the time? He's not big anymore. Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
That, he generated a lot. You know, leading men in movies generate a lot of interest. But heavyweight champions come in here and everybody wants a piece of them.
But anyway, Alan drove George Foreman away. We didn't even get, we wanted a picture to send, like, to the trade magazine and stuff.
Sure.
And we came out of the studio and I said, we're ready for the picture. And they said, Alan was talking to George Foreman.
And he left. He left hastily.
Because it's got to be, he's sitting in a room and Alan comes and gloms right onto him. I don't know if we've described this or not enough times, that Alan has this intensity about him.
Yeah, this look.
When he speaks to you, he looks at you and makes eye contact and will not allow your eyes not to be in contact with his.
It's a little creepy.
And you have to wonder what Alan was hoping George Foreman to say, like, oh yeah, that's right, thanks, I forgot, I beat Joe Frazier, that's terrific, thanks Al.
I've never heard that before. Anybody remember that? Down goes Frazier. I've heard that before.
But it was great having Big George on the show yesterday, and we apologize for the people glomming onto him.
And we're waiting for the wrestler, who was also in one of my favorite movies of all time, and I know it's a
It's a movie that no one else in this room likes except me, The Waterboy.
The Waterboy, Bobby Boucher, right? Is that the guy's name, or was that the other?
Yeah, no, it was Bobby Boucher, and he was Captain Insane. He was Bobby Boucher's favorite wrestler. Oh. Bobby Boucher had his posters up in his bedroom.
Captain Insane?
Captain Insane. Huh. And here he is now, everybody, from the WWE at WrestleMania. Here is Big Show.
Hey, Big Show. How you doing?
Hey, dude.
Is that what Captain Insano in the background?
Yeah, oh, Waterboy is... boy, I'm going to say something really...
What's that?
One of my top 10 all-time favorite movies is The Waterboy.
Big Show, he's not lying to you. He actually loves The Waterboy. It's one of his favorite movies.
I love it. And you're real good at it.
Oh, thanks, man. You know, that was one take.
Yeah,
wow. That's all they gave me. They said, if you don't get it in one take, we're not putting your big ass in the movie. I said, okay, I'll try to get it done.
There you go.
I am not surprised. Captain Insano.
I know. Hulk wanted me to use that for a gimmick. Can you believe it?
Captain Insano.
Brother, you know, that Captain Insano gimmick will get over, brother. You can sell a lot of merchandise.
Yeah, it's not Captain Insano. I want to make sure I get that right. It's Captain Insano.
Yeah, now, Captain Insano, yeah.
Now, you are obviously big, 7'2", 500 pounds. You're also now the biggest thing in the WWE. Since The Rock is gone, you're it, right? You're the guy.
Well, I'm one of the top guys. There's a bunch of top superstars, but right now the big battle is between myself, Kurt Angle, and Brock Lesnar. And we're all vying over the WWE Championship.
I think it was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I mean, that wrestling just exploded. And, now you guys aren't just guys that get in the ring. You guys are icons. And especially being, as big as you are, it must be a little tough to get around, I would imagine.
Well, you mean if you're talking about, like, flying commercially and stuff like
that? Yeah, like going through airports and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's always going to be, a certain amount of hassle when you travel, especially nowadays, after everything that happened and the security has gone through the roof, now they make you take your shoes off and everything, which I understand, we have to, when you travel 200 days in a row, it gets to be a pain in the ass.
What size shoes do you wear, Big?
18.
Size 18.
16.
So, I mean, there's no way you're flying coach, right?
Well, not unless I really piss off Vince McMahon.
Now, I'm reading here, and I've never heard of this before with WrestleMania. It's going to be, and we're on in Seattle on KQBZ. WrestleMania this year is going to be in Seattle, and is going to be at Safeco Field, which is
right.
The baseball stadium, outdoors. Has it ever been, has WrestleMania ever been outdoors in a baseball stadium?
Oh, my God. You know what? That's a heck of a question. I don't know. I know that they've done big domes. Like that the dome in Detroit with Andre and Hogan that was 92,000 people.
Right.
They just did the Sky Dome in Toronto that was 77,000 people. And I think Safeco Field it still has a roof, but the roof opens.
Oh, I got you.
It's not like we're outside in a baseball field or anything. I mean, it's just an incredibly massive building.
How many of these radio things have you done today?
Today, actually, I've only done two.
Only two.
I was watching wrestling over the Christmas holiday, and I got a question regarding the shtick you guys do. It seems that over the years, it's gotten much more involved and much more detailed. And I know that in the old days, you guys pretty much had you probably talked about it in the locker room, said, hey, we're going to come out, we're going to do this spiel. How is there any writing that goes on now? Is there more scripting that goes on? Because, I mean, you guys
like
get out
a writer's
there.
Meeting.
We have a staff of writers that is off the hook. I mean, we've got some guys that have written for popular sitcoms, for popular comedians, for drama television shows. I mean, we've got writers like NBC has, like HBO has. I mean, we've got some pretty big writers there that help develop storylines, that help develop characters.
Yeah, and that wasn't always...
It's really big business, because, our fans now, they're so demanding, they want to be entertained. And believe me, they can smell something weak quick.
I was watching it, and I said, like 5 years, I don't know how long ago, that's them smelling something right there. A few years back, that wasn't the case, but now some of these plot lines, I said, you guys aren't BSing your way through this. This is involved soap opera stuff we got going on now.
So are you a married guy?
Oh, yeah, I'm married. Hell yeah, I'm married.
How many kids you got?
I have one kid I have a daughter with my first wife when I first made some money, I had a daughter with my first wife. Didn't work broke out with her, but I had a beautiful daughter. And actually, my wife now, this is our year to start planning a family. You know, I've been with her now 3.5 years, and we've decided that this year we're going to have a family.
Now, we have Mankind on the show all the time.
Isn't he great?
Yeah, Mick is
one of my favorite people of all time. Yes. Foley is an awesome dude.
Us, too. And there was that documentary where they followed him around, and one of his wrestling matches, his kids were there. And they were watching this go on, and he was backstage, and he was all cut up and getting stitches, and he was saying to his kids, you know, Daddy's not mad at the other guy. We're putting on a show. Would you ever bring your kids to watch you, like on SmackDown?
I don't think there's be a way I can deny my daughter from watching it. My daughter doesn't watch the program now. Obviously, she's 5.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, by the time my program's on, she's in bed. And if she's not in bed, she damn sure better be.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, right.
She still knows who Daddy is. I mean, you know, she goes to the store, she picks out my merchandise with me on it, you know.
Right.
And the last thing I'm gonna do is take my own doll to the cash register and buy it. Sorry. I'm not that much in love with myself. Triple H would probably do it, but I won't. dig there. Sorry, Paul.
A person.
She knows who I am. She knows that Daddy's on TV. You know, she knows that Daddy wrestles, and that, to the extent of all the other stuff, you know, it's beyond her now. Right now she's into, you know, running me crazy, and you know, I've done more coloring with her than I think my entire life as a childhood. She really likes art and stuff, so I've gotten real handy with a crayon again.
Big Show, I have a few questions here, if you don't mind, before we get to a quiz we'd like to give you. This is a personal question. Have you had a nice BM today?
Tell you the truth, absolutely. I just went to my chiropractor this morning,
right,
and got readjusted. My hips are out a little bit, and
right,
absolutely, I did. My wife dropped me off at the Amoco because she won't let me have a huge BM in the house.
Good answer. Way to go.
Yeah, so the poor guy, you know, that owns the Amoco around the corner, you know, he said, "Oh no, here comes the big show again. Have your own bathroom. Why don't you go out to the woods or stick up my whole store?"
All right, now something tells me,
because my wife will not let me do that now.
That's funny. I like that.
In my house, I mean, I'm not kidding. People say, "Oh, you can eat off the floors." You can see a reflection off the floors in my house.
She's a neat freak.
Neat freak?
Mm-hmm.
Please. I was a bona fide USDA grade A slob when I met her.
Right.
Now I get undressed in front of the hamper just to save getting my ass chewed out.
Yeah. So at home, when you have to go BM, do you have a special bathroom you have to use?
Dude, I have this super commode from Home Depot. Plus 14 golf balls at once.
Now we're running.
What's worse in the world than having to call somebody to your house when you're famous to unplug your toilet?
Now that's pretty good stuff.
He's right.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Forget it. You're going to get all these pop culture questions right. I know you are from talking to you. That'll be a waste. Let's go right.
The first time I got a quiz right.
Let's go to
school teachers can see me now. I told them I was going to be somebody.
Let's go to the sex quiz. This is a quiz.
A sex quiz? Oh, God, I'll flunk.
Now, let me tell you, before we give you the sex quiz, I want to point out to you that we have a record holder in your profession on the sex quiz, and that is Diamond Dallas Page, who was in here.
One of my closest friends. We've been together for 5 years.
Well then, now I'm looking forward to hearing you take the quiz, because when he took the quiz, he is the current leader, like by leaps and bounds, right, Buzz?
Oh, absolutely. Far and away.
All we ask, Big Show, is that you're honest. We've taken this quiz ourselves. Everybody famous that comes on the show takes it. 13 simple questions. Talking now to Big Show.
I make sure my wife's in the other room.
See him on SmackDown and WrestleMania. Big Show, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of other people?
Other people?
Yeah.
Or another person, I guess.
Oh, another person, yes.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
Yes. This is an important one. Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
Have I ever had it? No.
Or have you, you know, have you donated?
Have you been the pitcher and had someone else be the catcher?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Have you, well, you told us you BM'd today twice. Have you JO'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Wow.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yeah.
Okay, I know. Sorry, these are the questions. And the final question to the nearest 5, 10, 100.
And this is where your good friend Diamond Dallas Page really, really wowed us. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you something. He's not BSing either.
No. All right, to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100, or 1,000. What do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
Oh, God. Jesus, man.
I know. You can take a moment.
I avoided that question on my goddamn honeymoon.
Make sure you can take a moment to stop and go back through time.
If you need to whisper into the phone, we will understand.
No. My wife's cool. I'd probably say
400.
You know, it's a staggering number, but I will tell you, Buzz, what was the total with Diamond Dallas Page?
I don't think Diamond Dallas Page would be disappointed. Diamond Dallas Page also had 10 yes answers, but a much bigger number.
Dallas Page was over 1,400, I think.
1,400, I believe.
You know what, and I guarantee you one thing, out of that 1,400, if you sat down and gave him enough time, he'd give you names. I mean, he was... Dude, I could tell you stories about him that's just off the hook. He's got the most beautiful wife on the planet, you know. So now he's a changed man. But before that, I mean, dude, he was unbelievable.
Well, he indicated to us that he said that the reason he had that number was so big was from his days as a bouncer. That's what he was talking about.
He was a club owner. He owned a club in Fort Myers, Florida, mm-hmm. And you know, he was the big deal back then. I mean, you know, he's got the talk. I mean, he can make anybody feel comfortable naturally anyway. He's a great people person. And there's just something. I mean, I think he's, you know, I always tell him that if he ever goes away with a pair of glasses, he'd be divorced. You know?
Buzz, how did...
he's got charm. What can you say, you know?
How did Big Show do overall, scoring-wise?
Like DDP, Big Show had 10 yes answers, and compared to DDP's 1,400, he had 400 partners.
A virtual 40 strong. Now, last thing that we'll ask of you, Big Show, I'm not even going to screen these calls. All of our lines are going crazy. Would you mind taking a few calls?
Mm-hmm. Sure, whatever you want to do, man.
All right, let's go. We'll just take some on-screen calls, so don't be dicks, everybody. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. Could you tell me when you're having Satan's show on today?
That's for us. The Satan show is later.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
All right.
Bye.
I was about to say, geez, am I going to hell?
No, don't worry about it.
God, of all the calls to take.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, is this Joe?
This is Don and Mike. You're on with Big Show.
Joe Artinger?
No. Big Show, the person that's on the show right now, ma'am.
Oh, no, I want to...
You have the wrong number.
You have the wrong number. Call back later.
Have a great day.
I apologize. Hello, Don and Mike Show. God damn, our listeners are killing us right now. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Oh, my fault there. Hi, Don and Mike.
How you doing?
Okay.
Big Show, I just want to tell you that I am a huge fan of yours. I love the Showster thing that you did. And one of the funniest...
Thank you very much.
One of the funniest wrestling quotes I've ever read in my life was, my wife told me I look like a big piece of crap standing next to Lex Luger.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot. Thanks for bringing that up. I've got a real honest wife.
Wow. Hello. Don and Mike Show. You're on with Big Show.
Hey, Big Show. I know that Hulk Hogan was always a mentor to you.
Yeah.
And since he's not with WWE anymore, do y'all still talk and, like, you know, hang out?
Oh, he's still involved with WWE, man. He's still involved.
Okay.
Yeah, I still talk to him a lot. I mean, like I said, he spends time with his family, you know. He's got, you know, Nick and Brooke, two beautiful kids, his wife, Linda, and he's doing the dad thing. But, you know, he gave his life to this business for so many years. I think now it's time for him to give a little bit to his family.
Spent a lot of time with Alf, too. He's doing those commercials with Alf.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the
Big Show. I got two questions for
Big Show. Yeah.
And the first one is, where's The Rock, man? And the second one is, you know, how can I get a date with Jacqueline?
How can you get a date with Jacqueline? Probably the next time she appears at the World, be very polite and talk to her. And The Rock is finishing up a movie, and he'll probably be back before WrestleMania.
Now, let me ask you about, I heard they're making Waterboy 2. Have you been invited to be in Waterboy?
I haven't.
You know, I did such a great job. Adam Sandler never put me in any of his other movies.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I love Adam Sandler to death. I'm just like, man, I'll do it for free. Just put me in something.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, hold on. Here's another caller. Hi, you're on the air with Big Show.
Hey, Big Show, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what do you think's been your best match that you've ever had?
My best match I've ever had?
Mm-hmm. Your favorite one you've been in?
The favorite one I've been in. I think my favorite match that I've been in was just this last one I had with Kurt Angle. I mean, that one really sticks out in my head. I've had some good matches in the past, but I think with my new character and my new intensity and the work rate that I'm putting out in the ring, I think the one I had with Kurt Angle, and I've had a couple of house show matches with Edge that I've been really, really proud of. They haven't made TV, but I had some real good chemistry with Edge. I mean, we really...
Is it hard to work with smaller guys because of the fact that, you know, you're such a big guy or what?
No, it's not harder. It's just got to be a little bit more creative on making the story make sense. I mean, you know, the smaller guys got to cut the big tree down and make it make sense.
Hey, Big Show, you ever take on that guy who gives people the stink face?
I forget it. Ishii?
Yeah, you ever take him on?
I'm wrestling him tonight, UPN, 8 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Tonight.
there's a plug for SmackDown.
And, you know, I always ask wrestlers this because I was always, you know, everybody with the way it's orchestrated and stuff. Worst injury you've ever had since you've been wrestling?
Worst injury I've ever had since I've been wrestling? I herniated a disc in my L5.
God, all you guys with the back injuries.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It screwed me up for a while.
Mike, Lisa Herndon, the world's biggest wrestling fan, has just told me that not only was Big Show in my favorite movie, Waterboy,
right?
He was in the greatest Arnold Schwarzenegger movie ever. The one that we quote the most on this show.
You mean Jingle All the Way?
Yes,
yeah,
he was.
I was the huge Santa.
You were what?
I was the huge Santa in the warehouse.
The huge Santa.
I was the one that punched little Vern, and he flew all the way across the warehouse.
Man, the cinematography for what do they call it? The movieography for
right.
Big Show is just you got Waterboy and you got Jingle All the Way. Two tour de
force. I've only been in a couple movies, but damn it, they've drawn well.
There you go. Absolutely.
Hollywood, you know, hey, I'm good luck for your picture. Just throw me in it for 30 seconds and it'll do 100 million.
Hey, man. Let me get one more call for you and then we'll let you go. Hello, Don and Mike. You're on with Big Show. Hello.
Hey, Show, what's up?
What's up, baby?
Hey, Show. What's up with the Heyman thing? Is he, like, really, like, an ass out of the ring as much as he is in the ring?
You talking about Bobby Heenan?
Yeah.
Bobby Heenan?
No, Heyman. Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman? No. Paul Heyman's awesome, dude. Paul Heyman's awesome. I mean, I tell you right now, he's one of the closest friends I have in this business. He's been very good to me and very insightful and very helpful. Paul Heyman on the outside will treat you like you treat him. If you come up and you're a dick to him, believe me, he's from New York, he's Jewish, and he knows how to do it.
what about working with Bischoff again?
If you're nice to him, he's nothing but a complete gentleman.
Beautiful. Listen, I've just been told by show historian Charles Broyhill that WrestleMania 9 was outside one time before at Caesar's Palace in 1993.
Oh, that's right. That's when Undertaker fought got the Beast. That's right. You're exactly right. I do remember that because I actually have that match on tape.
So watch Big Show tonight on SmackDown against Stinkface.
SmackDown tonight, UPN, 8 o'clock. Tickets go on sale for WrestleMania the 11th and WrestleMania March 30th, Safeco Field, Seattle, Washington.
Wow. You got it. Hey, always nice talking to you guys. Big Show, thanks for being on our show.
Real pleasure.
Hey, thanks
for coming on.
Thanks, man.
Easy.
All right, bye-bye. We always, you know, we goof on the wrestling fans, and me and Mike were goofing when they were calling.
Mm-hmm. Wrestlers really have.
But the wrestlers are the best guests we have.
They're so much fun to interview. They're so down to earth. Mm-hmm. You know, they've lived a lot of life. A lot of the guys before they became wrestlers, you know,
I had to stop at the Amica to go have a BM.
They love the BM, and then the Home Depot special toilet. I love it.
Flush forward 14 golf balls. Oh, there he is. That's a Big Show.
Yeah.
Big Show.
And tonight he's wrestling your favorite guy, the guy that gives the stink face.
Yeah, now he's not Rikishi, that's his name.
Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, and what he does is he gets the guy at a corner, and he's got these tight spandex pants, big fat guy. He spreads his butt cheeks and puts his butt right in your face.
And I like it when we take calls for the wrestlers, too, because you get those, like, 28-year-old guys that call in, and they're just kind of going, they get a little manic. You know?
Very NASCAR-ish, isn't it?
It's very NASCAR.
But they love the storylines, and the stories have gotten more sophisticated, and the viewers have gotten more sophisticated.
So, what is Big Ninja out, like, out of the ring? Is he a nice guy?
Well, I like the wrestlers.
You know the dog? You ever see that cartoon show where the dog, the little dog, used to bounce up and down next to the big dog?
Yes.
That's the kind of the same kind of scenario. Show, can I come with you?
Well, you know, Alan Line One was excited yesterday about meeting George Foreman. Our listeners, some of them are excited about talking to Show.
Can you imagine having Diamond Dallas Page here, and he was in studio with us, and then meeting this guy for the first time over the phone? Imagine going out and partying with those guys. Wow. That must be like...
Fantastic.
That must be a lot of fun.
He's 7'2". How big... We had the Undertaker in here. How big was the Undertaker?
6'8", I think.
6'8"? Yep. Diamond Dallas Page is how big?
Diamond Dallas Page is...
Small compared to...
Medium,
head, right?
6'1", maybe 6 feet.
Oh. Okay. And as he mentioned, for those of you in Seattle, WrestleMania, Sunday, March 30th at Safeco Field, home of the Mariners. Ticket information, Ticketmaster.com or WWE.com.
Very good.
Thank you to Big Show. Now, guess what's next? Oh, I talked about this for a while yesterday. Clown porn.
Clown porn.
You're either for clown porn or you're against clown porn.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I would say I'm for it, meaning I think that if you're into it, go ahead, go for it.
I'm against it for reasons that might surprise you.
Mike, you might be surprised when we try to call some of the people that we found on the Internet, including Ouchie the Clown. Take a look at a picture of Ouchie the Clown wearing his clown makeup in his dominating outfit.
See, that is not erotic at all. And that is goddamn terrifying.
Not only is Ouchie the Clown at your service, he provides adult clown services,
yeah,
professional domination, and he's a disc jockey.
Hey, fantastic. He sounds like a triple threat.
Ouchie the Clown.
He looks like Ouchie the Clown.
Yeah, we've gone to a lot of different sites. We've got a lot of clown porn to get to.
Wow. That reads like John Pop's business card.
So if you are a clown porn aficionado,
multi-dimensional entertainer,
stand by. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Just remember what your old pal Bozo always says. Joe, keep laughing.
All right, clown porn.
Dinners, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And a special howdy today from the show to Philadelphia.
Hello,
Philly. Thank you, WYSP listeners. Arbitron ratings. Our show is number one in men 18 to 49, an afternoon drive in Philadelphia, and we thank everybody who listens to us on WYSP.
Yes, hope to be there for a good long time.
Yeah. You don't know, if you weren't listening before, you don't know how much we had writing on this ratings book. We had everything writing on this ratings book.
Because they had a lot of faith in it.
So thank you very much, Philadelphia. As it turns out, our listeners, as always, have more faith in us than the stations that run our show.
Of course, and I'm very comfortable with that relationship.
And it's only appropriate when we go to clown porn. The first call about clown porn would be from Philadelphia. Yes. Steve.
How's it going, guys?
You into clown porn?
Nah, but my buddy is, and he kind of got me into it.
Oh, so you are into it.
You are.
How it happens.
Hey, if you guys saw this, you'd be too.
Really?
Oh, it was that good.
Well, now, let me see. I've got one of the movies here. I've got the Internet thing where you can buy it, like for the Internet dirty version of Amazon.com.
Very good.
There's one called Clown Cluckers, and I'm switching around
right.
The word.
That's the one, Johnny Toxic.
Oh, is that the one you saw?
Oh, it's the best movie ever.
Four stars.
And it gets, here's a customer review.
Oh, nice.
Giggles from New York says, Clown Cluckers really got me going. Great. Cunny shots. Those clowns were definitely doable. Everyone was perfect except for that impotent a-hole who couldn't get his D up until he stuck his finger in the clown's A.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, though. It's worth your time and money.
And then it says you may reach Giggles for comment, and it gives an AOL address.
Of course.
Wow.
So you saw Flown Cuckers?
Yeah. My buddy rented it, and then he ended up buying it.
And
your buddy.
Yeah.
I'm curious about this. You watch this with your buddy?
There was a bunch of people there, you know?
Men and women?
Just men.
Like kind of
actually, you know what? There was a girl there I talked about.
Kind of a stag party thing?
Yeah, you know?
I'm not comfortable watching porn with other men.
No. Nor am I.
Yeah. You weren't in a fraternity, were you?
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
I should be real comfortable.
Well, no, I went to a bachelor party like a million years ago. I mean, so far ago, I'm dating myself here. The movie we watched was on
8mm.
8mm.
Wow.
And we watched it, and I found it to be a miserable experience.
But see, that's different. If you go to a bachelor party and you're watching a porno, and there are girls like doing a show and stuff, that's different.
Well, no, it's different if you go to a strip joint with a bunch of guys. Hold that on. I don't mind at all.
What about that time we all went to Rudy Martsky's house?
Oh, my
and
God.
You ended up, you were the last person to leave his house.
And Rudy's sitting there, like, Mouse is passed out on the couch. And I think Sal was there, a couple other people. Rudy sits down, picks up the remote, and pops on the dirty channel, the porno channel. I said, what the F are you doing?
But on the other side, on the comedy value, didn't you all do something similar to that at an NAB convention once?
Oh, now this is the greatest story in the world. I told somebody this story, and I think Charlie Broyhill was involved in this.
Yeah.
You, Don, and Charlie Broyhill.
Oh.
We were at the National Association of Broadcasters.
We were doing a big meet and greet. They had a hotel suite.
This is New Orleans, right?
This is when our show was first syndicated.
We were supposed to be there at a specific time. It was a two-bedroom suite with this big living room with TVs on either side, and we got there about 10 minutes early. There were going to be general managers and owners of radio stations coming in with their wives. And
true, I swear to God, this is true. Is.
Charlie Broyhill and Don are over by one of these little curios that has the TV in it. They open it up, and I think I got to give you authorship on this.
Yeah, I did.
You went to the porno channel and turned it on and then closed the door to the curio until the party was about half full. There were about 30 people in there.
And guys with their wives, like GMs with their wives.
Then we get Charlie to go over, and Charlie just casually walks by, like he's walking to the bar, opens up the curio, and all of a sudden, and he opens it up in a scene where there is this guy just wailing on this woman. And because it's a big party, nobody notices it at first. And then somebody sees it. Remember those, like, all those Westwood One people?
They all started to flip out, and
they got so uptight.
They were flipping out in a way that they couldn't let it be known that they were flipping out.
Right.
You would just see them go. They go, and the head would be pointing that way, and you'd see them look over,
and then they close the door, and of course, as soon as they close it, we wait 5 minutes, and Charlie go back over and open it again, and he was like, "Well, what market are you from?" And meanwhile, in the background, you got somebody getting a BJ. It was the funniest thing. Oh God!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Turn your radio down. Yeah, hi.
I have a clown porn right in front of me. It's called Circuit Success.
Circuit de Sex.
The funniest thing, it'll show this one girl that's actually in a ballerina outfit.
Yeah.
And these two guys come up and gang on her.
Oh, glad you enjoyed that. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
A buddy of mine has this movie. It's with midgets, and they dress up in clown outfits. And it's the funniest thing in the world. They're in the woods, and there's frogs, and they're like tossing little frogs, and suddenly the one midget goes to the other one. And they start making out. It's the funniest movie in the world. And there's intercourse and everything. It's great.
Little people.
You know, I swear to God, to get a few cocktails and watch that on a weekend.
here's what I'm going to ask. Anybody out there that's into this, if you've got these tapes, come down to the station, bring them here to WJFK, and one day next week we'll have a viewing party where we'll watch some clown porn and decide once and for all if it's for us or not. It is an ongoing debate on the internet. Now, you do have here many, many pro clown porn sites. I'm not going to give out the name of the site.
This is such a phenomenon.
Wow.
But you have Naughty Clown, KNOTTY, the Naughty Clown Fetish Show. She's a girl. It says, don't mind the mess and the pies. the grease paint, and the enormous mysterious stains. Take off your big clown shoes and pull up a puddle.
Weird stuff. You know, you've really entered the land of the weird now.
Let me see. A lot about Naughty Clown. Also, I mentioned Ouchie the Clown. We have a website for Betting Bozo.
I got to ask you, who did your research on this? This is would this be Mr. Broyhill who got some of this stuff?
He had a hand in it.
Hand in it, so to speak.
Betting Bozo is a girl, and as you can see,
Lisa just came by the window and took a bow.
Betting Bozo's got the giant boobs, a real attractive body.
But is that a real, like, painted-on face, or is that, like, superimposed
on? No, it's painted on. And here you go. Here's clown porn, clown sex. Imagine a hot, red-headed clown who loves to get naked. Clown sex. Man, what a turn-on. Visit. Then it gives the website to find out why. Sexy, red-headed girl having fun as a clown. It's kinky. And maybe if you're not into that, Mike, maybe you're into Knockers the Clown.
Look at the socks. Look at the stockings.
I am a celebrity sex clown. I am a real clown. I am famous for my twisted sex-related stunts and pranks. I've been on Sally Jesse Raphael. I have snuffed out 200 flaming birthday cakes with my ass.
Wow, that's something to be proud of.
Knockers the Clown, I mentioned that. Ouchie the Clown was the guy I liked who will try to call. Now, on the other side, you have anti-clown porn.
All right. Anti-clown porn or just anti-clown? Oh, anti-clown porn. All right.
We at StopClownPornNow.org mince no words over our mission. We are out to bring an end to clown pornography in media and on the World Wide Webs.
All right.
And this is a group that takes this way too goddamn seriously.
Okay.
What we recognize from its origins, the character of the clown was associated immediately with sex and sexuality, blah, blah, blah. During the late 1980s, the practice of clowning or clown sex became fashionable in the San Francisco area. The mafia-backed porn industry, always willing to shill whatever floats whomever's boat, was not far behind the actual fetishists in their acts of clown-sploitation. Now, they're bringing the mob into this. They're saying that the mob...
What are they getting all hot and bothered about here? I mean, I mean, my only anti-clown stance is it just doesn't do it for me. But they seem to be very... They seem to think there's some sort of conspiracy.
Well, as you can see on StopClownPornNow.org, I mean, it's the big logo on top of the screen there.
That how serious are they when they use the circus lettering?
Really? They're against it. Now they have... Let me see.
Come on.
Notice, our list is not a comprehensive list of clown porn links on the Internet again. They're presented for research purposes to educate those who might doubt the problem of clown pornography exists.
Wow. See, these are the people that have to be analyzed a little bit more.
So the anti-clown porn people have put together a list of links?
Yeah, meat links smell, to clown. Yeah,
meat forward, smells yeah. Perhaps.
Well, look, Rob, show him the opening page of that, and look at the lettering they use up in the upper right hand corner.
Basically a web ring.
Classic turn-of-the-century lettering.
As you go further in, though, some of the stories they have are anti-clown porn. You can click on a link that says where there was clown porn that was sold by accident at Walmart, and people were offended by that.
But they don't sell guns.
Somebody named Smiley the Clown found guilty of sodomy, sentenced to jail. Perversion of another perfectly wholesome circus. Shockwave.com has lowered itself into internet obscurity with mime after mime. It's anti-clown, anti-mum, cut-and-paste parody. Then they have thehornyclown.com was put out of business by StopClownPorn.com.
Okay.
Let me see. Somebody used Krusty the Clown from The Simpsons and turned that into a sex thing, and they shut them down. Let me see. Clownpoetry.com, decidedly offending the good literary taste of clowns everywhere.
Is this the country that's getting ready for a war?
yes, let me see.
Same country.
Now, Ouchie the Clown.
Oh, Ouchie.
They don't like Ouchie the Clown.
I don't either.
But they've not been able to shut down Ouchie the Clown.
Is Ouchie the one, the first one you showed me, the guy that's like wearing the leather panties?
They've also not been able to shut down Nipples the Clown. they have not. Clown porn offender number one is Knockers the Clown.
Oh, really? Knockers.
They've never gotten to her. Clown porn's Pornioki. Nothing here yet, but you can bet we'll be keeping our eyes on these guys.
Uh-huh.
Update. Still no actual clown porn. We will be visiting Brooklyn to speak with these people and see what they think they're up to. Update. We didn't get the chance to talk to the clown porn crew directly, but they're now numerous Brooklyn natives sporting T-shirts for the cause of clown porn. Update. They've crossed the line now.
You get the impression this is some sort of conspiracy right here. Everything you're reading to me almost indicates to me that the clown porn sites and the anti-clown porn people are doing more to, further the cause.
It says, for the Doubting Thomases out there, the diseased core of clown porn. Warning, this is explicit clown porn, degrading, disgusting, not viewable.
That's how you make a market for it.
Yeah.
Then you have more people that they've put out of business. Spanky the Clown.
Oh!
Jesus.
Clown Penis.
Oh, boy.
Cartoon Sex Clown.
Did you have any idea it was this big?
No. BJ the Clown.
Yeah.
Cream Pie Clown. Sex Clowns. Pawpaws Clown Porn.
What am I missing here? I mean, what really? What, this is huge.
Clowning Around. Oh, look, Clown Rape.
Oh, I don't like that. No,
that's definitely wrong.
Fred the Clown. Creepy the Clown.
I think they're all
Bedtime
creepy.
With Bozo. Porno Clown. Secondhand Circus.
Jeez.
And then they don't like Insane Clown Posse, the rap group.
Of course.
So that's all the people that are not into clown.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
The one that I've selected, and there's a phone number here, I'm going to try to call him right now, is Ouchie the Clown.
I don't like Ouchie.
This was the
Ouchie's disturbing.
This is the one that I thought was the weirdest looking.
It is the weirdest. That's a scary thing. That's going to give me nightmares tonight.
The guy who's kind of fat, not obese, but he's overweight.
Anybody else in here scared by clowns a little bit?
He has on.
I am now.
He has on a leather G-string. Leather boots.
Get that pointed clown hat.
He has a leather pointed clown hat.
Yeah.
He is wearing a black leather dog collar. And he's got that Billy Idol thing that goes over his nipples. The look like suspenders.
Oh, yeah. Leather straps.
Leather straps, Buzz. And he's holding a whip in his hand.
He's wearing a Cheryl shirt.
And it says, Ouchie the Clown, at your service.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can call Ouchie the Clown.
Maybe get a little insight into why this whole clown thing is as popular as it is.
Sounds like an S&M clown.
Yeah.
Although it also says, Buzz, that he's a disc jockey.
Well, of course.
And he's a meeting facilitator.
Jesus. What the hell does that mean?
Hold on, let me take this.
What better to break the ice than a leather-bound clown?
Hello? Ouchie?
You getting a message machine?
I got to call it back. You got to hear the beginning of the message. It's too funny. Hold on.
Right, calling Ouchie the Clown.
Why can't I do that? Why can't I play a message on the air? Jesus Christ. Another rule? Because it goes, it's got a horn.
Yeah, okay.
Goes, hello, this is Ouchie the Clown.
Ouchie the Clown.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Wait, what's up with the phones here? Hello. Oh, I see.
Well, Robbie, you can put the horn on, but not his voice.
All right.
Ouchie the Clown.
All right, then don't hit the delay, because I just want you to hear the horn at the very beginning.
The clown horn.
And then I'll turn it off. You've reached Ouchie the Clown.
Hello.
All right.
And then it goes on and he says, this is Ouchie the Clown. Now I'll call it back and I'll leave him a message.
Right.
And maybe we can get the guy on the show.
I really had no earthly idea that this whole clown porn thing was as big as it is.
It's amazing.
It's gigantic.
You know what else we talked about a while ago that I don't get is the women in bikinis sitting on balloons.
Yeah. Well, that's something I think we really got in on the early stages on when we had those.
You have a few videos in the office.
Bikini busting babe.
The whole clown porn thing is dangerously close to
that
real nasty side of the internet.
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's
Hold
right on the
Hold
line.
Hold on. I'm leaving a message. In the meantime, if you want to learn more, he's giving his address.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to meeting and beating you soon.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Ouchie. Hey, it's the Don and Mike radio show. Hi, we'd love to have you as a guest on our show.
We are exploring the world of clown sex.
Love to meet you and beat you. Give us a call at 877-365-3636 or call the business line 703-691-1900. If you call that number, ask for Buzz Burbank.
Please.
Thank you, Ouchie. Bye-bye. Ouchie the clown.
And you know, when I think of clowns, I think of that guy. What the hell is the name of that guy that had all the people in his crawl space?
Oh, John Wayne Gacy.
He was a clown, right?
Yes.
And doesn't he do pictures of clowns now?
And that's how he got all the kids into his house, was wearing clown clothes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a weird, weird little world here.
But there are good clowns, too, like Dave Schreiber.
Yes, he was Succo the Clown.
Hello, Don and Mike. That's one of our old
Dave, news guys. Actually, Dave the Sucky Dave. Clown.
One of our old news guys wanted to be a clown. So one day we actually went to a park.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a regional park, and we got a moon bounce, and we had a lemonade stand, and we got him a clown suit, and he was the worst clown in the world.
You know, when I fill out forms, I think you told me that. I still put that on my forms. Occupation?
Clown.
I just put clown.
Hello?
Nobody ever checked.
Hi, radio god.
Hi there.
Hey, back in 84, 85, when I was in junior high, we used to have one of those, they got the Otter candy machines that they used to have, put in the dime if you want to.
Right.
We had a phone like that in our junior high in the office. And so me and my buddy would go in there and call the 976 numbers back, and it'd just bill it right to the phone line. And there was one that I had never forget because the opening line on it was, "I'm a happy but horny clown." So this has been around for a while. I forget how the hell she went on the rest of it.
Wow.
But it's been around for a while.
Wow.
Do you remember that? Do you remember back when 976 numbers were the thing?
Absolutely.
When you dialed 976 and any four numbers after, you got dirty talk.
I don't remember a payphone with the honor system, though. That's pretty. I remember at radio stations I used to work at where we used to have the snack tray, the cardboard snack tray, mm-hmm. with the little cardboard thing in the middle where you're supposed to put your money.
And it was nobody would ever do it.
It was based on the honor system with disc jockey.
Bob Webbs. What I used to remember about payphones that didn't work anymore, you used to be able to dial 958 and the last four digits, and the payphone would ring.
Oh, really?
You could do it and then watch people pick it up. Didn't even cost G a quarter.
Comedy is your life.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
You're doing great.
My name is Gloopy. That was my clown name. And I actually worked on the road with Smiley the Clown in 95.
Did you ever do clown porn?
No, I never did clown porn, but Shakes the Clown is one of the best movies there is.
You know, I have never seen Shakes the Clown.
Me neither.
You know what? It's not bad.
You watched it and said it wasn't bad.
It's not bad. It's with Bob Goldthwait and Mrs. Brady. What's her name? Florence Henderson.
Oh, really?
It's not bad.
I got to watch that.
It's very dark.
I love the idea. Now, as much as I am not a clown porn aficionado, I will tell you, the clown comedy, like all the way going back to, where you got Krusty the Clown on The Simpsons, making the clown evil, smoking a cigarette,
well,
I'll laugh my ass off.
But you don't like Ouchie the Clown.
I don't like Ouchie the
Hello,
Clown.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike, you guys rule.
Thanks.
Listen, maybe they got a crazy clown site, Joe DiVola on Seinfeld?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Was this about a Seinfeld episode?
Oh, yeah, the crazy clown. The sad, crazy, depressed clown.
That's I'm laughing when I hear that.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay, guys, take care.
Joining us now, making a cameo. Here he is, everybody.
Joe.
You know him, the star of the Joe Show.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Here is Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
I wanted to vouch for Shakes the Clown. I'm looking for it on DVD currently because remember the scenes in it when they chase the mimes? They all hate the mimes.
Yeah.
Every time the mimes come by doing their mimes, they go after them. They're always drinking in the park.
I got to see this movie. Yeah. I'd like to see it. I really would.
I mean, don't build it up too much. It's not that great.
Not that good, but I mean, The whole comedy clown thing, you know, I go back to an old movie, an ancient movie called The Groove Tube. Mm-hmm. It was like, right, you know, it's like one of the, and that movie was where the guy says, all right, have all the kids, hi, boys and girls. Have mommy and daddy leave the room. And then he brings out, like, the dirty book, and he's smoking a cigarette. I mean, that made me laugh. That clown comedy is all right.
Flawed clowns.
Flawed clowns.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You already isolated it?
Yeah, there it is from his message. That's Ouchie's phone horn.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, you're my God.
Thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I love Shakes the Clown. It's a great movie. My girlfriend actually got me a copy of that, along with Kevin Smith's Vulgar the Clown. Kevin Smith of Mallrats and Clerks.
Right, and Dogma. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'd like to see Kevin Smith's movie on clowns.
Well, Vulgar the Clown is a very twisted movie. In fact, I haven't been quite the same since I've seen it. Wow. It centers around a party clown that decides to do bachelor parties and be sort of a sex clown. And ends up getting raped by a father and his two sons on his first call out.
Oh. This is the Kevin Smith movie?
This is directed by Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith is also in it. It's a great movie. It's seriously disturbing.
All right. Thanks for the recommendation. See you later. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to tell Don and Mike about a clown called Boozy.
No, you're on the air with us. Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Some buddies of mine that make snowboard videos, they have this clown called Boozy the Clown. And in the video, it opens up, and he's standing there, and he's drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels and smoking a cigar. And he throws it down and goes running. And he shows him running after this herd of sheep. And the ending scene, he's riding away in an RV with the sheep in the passenger seat.
What's happening to our world?
Thank you. Listen,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rome.
Here's the bottom line. We need to see some clown porn.
Yeah.
We've got to get it in here. We've got to set up a viewing where we can watch it and you guys can hear it. And we can describe it, and then we can decide once and for all if clown porn is for us or not.
Yeah, from a comedic standpoint, I remember the call we had about the dwarfs that are wearing, you know, clown makeup.
Midgets, yeah.
If we could see that.
That's good, too.
I'd sure like to see that.
One more person who's into clown porn. Hello? Hello?
Speak to us.
Gone. Hello.
He's bringing those clowns, that clown for his birthday.
Wait.
This guy's just, he's just going without us. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Turn your radio down.
Start over.
Yeah, what about, like, that movie Uncle Buck where John Candy, they're bringing that clown in for that that birthday party for his nephew or whatever.
And he knocks the clown out.
He beats the hell out of him.
But yeah, right. But off topic. But it's not clown porn.
Right.
I mean, even the Kevin Smith thing. Well, no, I guess the Kevin Smith thing was clown porn if he got raped.
But really, you know, the more we talk about it, it's such a weird little thing, and it's got so many related little strings here. They all seem to be attached. You know, when I'm thinking about it, here I am dissing clown porn a little bit, but I'm laughing at the clown comedy, but not because they're being funny, because they're bad clowns. What's going on?
Now, we're putting out the word right now. We'd like some clown porn. If you've got some, get it to us. We'd love to watch clown porn on the show.
Clowns have been around for years.
And we're going to try to book Ouchie the Clown as a guest on the show.
You know, what are the origin of clowns and stuff? I mean, it's just, it ain't right.
I don't know.
I don't even like them at the circus.
Hold on to Ouchie the Clown there, Rob. Now, listen, coming up next. That music can mean only one thing, as requested by somebody earlier. It's time for the Satan Show.
Fantastic.
This is when Satan actually comes on the show and he'll answer your telephone calls.
Right.
And I guess tell you about some celebrities he's been working with. Actually.
Very good.
So if you would like to talk to Satan, who I'm noodling this through right now, probably is very into clown porn.
I would say probably so, yeah.
Maybe one of the bankrollers of clown porn.
I really look forward to being Satan's Ed McMahon.
If you would like to talk to Satan, call us. The Ask Satan Show, that's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the name of Jesus, recreate the eardrums. Yay! Amen. Say it, amen. Amen.
Amen.
hear you, but I can't understand.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, say it.
You asked me if I knew what you said.
Well, that's what I said. You ready to be healed?
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Mike Show.
Well, foul deaf spirits come out. And remember, Ernest Ames didn't do it.
Darcy, nicht gut. Der Don und Mike Show.
Right, right.
Yes.
I just ahead of our friend Satan, I've been told that there is a mailman sleeping in our green room. Bobby's here.
Bob Adams.
Bob Adams. He hates when we use his full name.
I know he does.
And
just kidding.
I know you guys hate him on the show, but we like him. He's going to come in and tell us how many women he's impregnated.
Oh,
and,
my
you
God.
Know, we'll have the whole thing. Everybody calls, so they hate him and right. whatever happens. But let's before we get to Robert... it's time to welcome Robbie. Let's turn the machine on and make sure that.
We're set up here.
There we go. Okay. All right.
We're all set.
All right.
I'm ready for my music.
Live from the underworld, it's the Satan Show, starring the Prince of Darkness himself, Dick Satan. Lucifer is ready to take your calls right now at 1-877-365-3636. This is Mike O'Mara along with the 666 Orchestra inviting you to join Satan and his guests, you, the listening public. That's right, he'll talk to you. And now, let's welcome the man-beast who wants you to sign his contract. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Satan! Hi-o!
Thank you. Thank you very hard. Thank you very hard. Hi-o!
Hi-o,
Satan. Let me just start by saying, so I gotta do the thing where I look at Mike like he's a big man.
Doc Severinsen, Satan.
Doc.
Hi, welcome to the show. My name's Satan.
How are you, Satan?
Doing great, and Mike?
You're looking beautiful.
Congratulations on those Philadelphia ratings. I'm glad I could make that happen for you guys.
You know, we couldn't have asked for help from a better person, Satan, and yeah, you're looking remarkably tanned.
God knows you guys don't have the talent
no.
to be number one rated anywhere in America, much less Philadelphia, so I'm so glad that you signed, and I was able to give you the number one ratings.
You know, the thing is, we've always credited you, Satan, and you know, a lot of people don't give you the credit. You know, on this show, we can freely admit that our relationship with you is has been our ticket to success. And
I think you got that big contract. Huh?
I was gonna thank you for that. That's really, really nice of you. And how are things, you know, down there?
Hot. Like always.
Hey, look at that. He just produced that right out of his hand.
I'll tell you, some of the people I've helped out recently, some of my new clients, and if you don't mind, I like bragging about the clients.
Who are some of your new signees?
Well, just last week I got a phone call from the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, fantastic.
I got a half-time call from Steve Mariucci.
Did you really?
And he said, basically, listen, my soul is... up for grabs.
Very good.
And I had to wait to the last minute to make that deal happen.
I understand, Satan.
But I was able to F up the snap, and then I got to deal with the NFL referees, which is how I was able to fix the call.
You know, I noticed that most of them are successful in their own right, and they basically fix all the games for you, right?
They're all knights in Satan's service.
Very good.
Here's how it's going to happen, incidentally, if you want to know. This weekend, the Eagles defeat the Falcons.
You've made that arrangement already?
And the NFC, the Buccaneers defeat the 49ers. Niners,
right.
Of course. In the AFC, the Titans beat the Steelers, and then I've got the Raiders beating the Jets. And anyway, it ends up with the Eagles and the Raiders in the Super Bowl.
Really?
And I've got my 1-900 bet on sports line that I'd like to plug a little later.
I know you've got the Satan parlays for each week that are doing very, very well for you.
Now, I do have a couple of people who are in a rear, no pun intended,
yeah.
Who missed a payment, Robert Wool.
Right.
Missed the payment, and I had to cancel his HBO show, Arliss.
You know, a lot of people were always amazed that that show was even on television. It's because
thanks to me.
He signed with you a long time ago. Signed in blood, actually, didn't he?
He did, and I got his soul.
Who else has fallen out of favor with the Prince of Darkness?
Trent Lott missed the payment.
Oh, Beelzebub, way to go.
H. Squarehead.
Yeah, he was on the fast track. I mean, really the most powerful man in the Republican Party.
Kathy Lee Gifford, of course, one of my oldest and dearest clients.
Right.
She stopped paying, so now she's having to change. Gifts diaper.
Is she still bothering you with all the phone calls?
Constantly, but the bitch has no money coming in, Mike.
Yeah, and so she can't really produce for you.
I just signed a new client. I'm so excited a couple of days ago, and I know that you're friends with him.
Yes, who is that?
Right, boy. His name is Angelo.
Angelo. Yes, we heard that he's actually going to marry Leah Remini, and
yeah.
He's on Easy Street now.
The story is, you know, a lot of times I get people will say something out loud if they're driving in their car. They'll say, I wish that this could happen.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, this guy, he's a hubcap stealer from out in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
He's been a good player on TV shows. He's shacking up with this broad who's on a CBS show.
Yeah.
And one day he's driving his jalopy to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
He's having to make, like, grilled cheese sandwiches. And he said, I would give anything if she would marry me, and then maybe my career would take off. And then that's when I come with a big poof of smoke and the fire, and I go, this is Satan.
I always thought you have such style, Satan. When you take the contract out and you kind of flip it out, and it rolls out like a red carpet with the print getting smaller and smaller down towards the bottom.
I just re-signed Kara Top.
Oh, really? Okay. So you're going to see him on the phone commercials?
Yeah.
Good for you.
And I have to say, out of all of my clients,
yes,
the best and the longest-running client I've had is Mr. Larry King.
Larry King, who continues to just wow us with his success. It's absolutely incredible.
He's not only sold this soul, he sold me the soul for the next four lives, and in addition, he has sold me the soul of his two children.
That's the special deal he made, so he never has to come up with the money now, which is that still part of your specialty 2003 package?
That's just a Zeiger thing.
Okay, well, I thought everybody has the opportunity, though, if you don't want the monthly installment plan, if they phony up one of their firstborn male children.
To be honest, Larry King's the only one who's ever taken me up on the offer.
Oh, I didn't realize.
And as soon as the second one was born, what the little prick's name is. The first one was Chance.
Right.
And when the bastard's born.
Cannon.
Cannon, yeah, that's it. My phone rings. And they say, collect call from LA Cedar Sinai.
Sure.
I pick up a little, you know, and he goes, say that it's Larry.
Right.
I just had another boy. Do you want his soul? And I said, yeah, what do you need? And he said,
the great Larry King impression, Satan. I like that.
Keep me on the air.
Yeah.
Keep me on the air.
Fantastic. How about the women? I mean, are there any particular women that are going to be in the fold with, you know, with you this year? Any of the ladies besides, of course, Kathy Lee?
How do you think J-Lo keeps in the public eye constantly?
Yeah, and I know she actually loves chatting with you about the men she's going to torture. How long will the marriage to Ben Affleck last?
Less than a year.
Less than a year.
Less than a year. He's just a pawn, much like P. Diddy was. J-Lo, she's a sweetheart, boss. I want to tell you, she signed with me a long time ago.
Right.
She's still Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, fantastic.
Jenny from the Block, one day she just said, I'm tired of being this, low-rent bimbo.
Mm-hmm.
I want something big. And I said, but honey, you got no talents. You got no appreciable talents. You can't act. You can't sing. And my God, you could put a dinner place for five on your ass.
You know, the thing that's great about Satan, and I don't want to embarrass you, Satan, but if you don't mind a compliment.
Go ahead, Mike.
You know, everybody thinks, yeah, hey, he's the Prince of Darkness. Right. I mean, look at him. I mean, he's actually, if you look at him closely, kind of half man, half beast. It's a little scary to have him in here. But, you know, really, when we go out on the town, as he's taken Don and myself out a number of times, just a regular guy. We got to put him in a long coat, and we got to put the gloves on him so they can't see those hands, which are really...
I tell you, a lot of times at Don, he'll pack it up early.
Yeah, right.
But Mike can hang with me all night.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to the tavern with me the other night, Zane. I appreciate that.
I just lost Rosie O'Donnell as a client recently. That's why she's fallen off television and why she's gone to that Hitler haircut.
And Paula Poundstone, the same thing. Boy, you made her life a little hell, didn't you?
Well, you know, the thing is, you get a bitch like Paula Poundstone.
Yes, Satan.
And, you know, they come to me. Look at her, for God's sakes.
Right.
She's a skinny man.
Mm-hmm.
She expects me to work miracles.
I understand.
I got her a goddamn HBO special.
Yeah, you did.
I put her on Letterman. I put her on Leno.
Mm-hmm.
Then, the next thing you know, a check bounces.
Right.
And the first time she says, oh, it was a problem with direct deposit. Well, the second time it happens, I say, hey, guess what, baby? Get ready for your world to be turned upside down, Satan style.
Hey, if I can compliment one of your early signees, I thought Merv Griffin was tremendous on The Letterman Show last
night. Merv's great. He's a great people. I love his resorts. I love both Merv and Donald Trump. They're really great. The house always wins, Mike.
Yeah.
The house always wins.
And, of course, what he's talking about is not a casino reference. He's talking about the house of Satan.
Yes.
Lucifer himself right here.
Some of my other clients I've recently aside, I'm looking through some. I brought some notes with me.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy's contract is about to expire.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Ozzy re-ups. That's why Sharon got the big C.
Mm-hmm. You're just kind of giving him a warning.
I hate to play that card.
I know you do.
I hate to play it, but
you played if you need to.
Yeah, as soon as the bobblehead bells came out, I called him up and I said, Ozzy, I need a bigger percentage. And you know him, he's effed up, he's on pills, he's drinking, can't understand a goddamn thing he said.
I
sent my message the only way that I could.
I know. I know. I mean, how quickly they fall. You know, I know when Michael Jackson stopped making his payments, that's when, but I really thought, it was a little much making him do that with the baby. You know, don't play those games. I mean,
you didn't think that was cute.
Well, I knew.
You knew that was my work. Right?
Oh, I knew that was you all the way, Satan.
You knew that was my work.
That was unquestionably the devil's work.
I said, I put the message in his head.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, listen, you little eunuch.
Right.
Get the baby. Take it outside. You're in Germany.
Right.
Dangle the baby. Dangle the baby all over the railing.
Now before,
that's good.
Before you vilify this man beast, let me tell you right now. I mean, how can you go wrong with somebody who gave us one of the great recipes of all time? Deviled eggs.
Devil's food cake.
Devil's food cake. I mean, fantastic.
And I want to tell you something else. I was listening to your show yesterday.
Right.
I got a piped in downstairs.
Yes.
And for some people, it's hell. Mm-hmm. You know, for some people, that is hell.
Oh, right.
When they come to me, the worst thing they can imagine is listening to your show.
Yeah, I understand this, and I'm so glad that you're continuing to broadcast this down there.
And yesterday, I was just about to sign Chris Reeve.
Right.
You were talking about him. Mm-hmm. You're doing some kind of skit about him being on Celebrity Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He has been the toughest nut to crack.
Yes.
I have come to him repeatedly and said, Chris,
yeah.
Imagine the big ass on your chest.
Right.
Imagine.
I understand.
And I've even gone as far as to, say, what would it be like to be active down there?
Yeah, I understand this.
He will not sign with me.
I hate to tell you this, Satan, but really what you've got there, he gets mad when I say this.
He will not sign.
He's a good man, and he's probably not.
I know, and it kills me.
There are a
freaking
few of them.
Kills me. He's not like Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder, he's a good boy. Man, I've had him with me. He's been on my team. Hey, can you hold on a second?
Absolutely. Are you going to take some phone calls?
I got a call. Hold on a second.
All right, Satan's got a call coming in.
Yeah, hello, Satan. Hey, Bill O'Reilly, what's happening?
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm on with some other schmucks right now. I'll call you back. All right.
Later.
Yeah, I know. You're the greatest. How's your website? All right, good. Yeah. No, I got it. It's beautiful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Boy, I tell you, things are on the fast track for that man.
Hold on. My private line keeps ringing.
Yeah, he's got to take calls. He's a very busy man.
I apologize.
An important man.
Hello. Satan here. Girls, not yet. How long do we have? 2 months? Stop calling me.
I have no idea who he's talking to.
The Olsen Twins.
Oh, the Olsen Twins, fantastic.
The Olsen Twins.
Great job, Satan.
And Craig Kilborn.
Yeah.
He's a project. Jesus Christ.
Doing great work with him.
The last guy who could ever get an Edward TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And he still called me bitching about it all the time.
It's pretty amazing. It really is. You're doing a great job with him. Really fantastic. All the celebrities that are in your stable. And I know new ones all the time that you're signing up. We're going to see more successes.
Well, I keep waiting. A lot of my work out there, it's just hit and run like that. Mm-hmm. Bow Wow.
Right.
A lot of times, did I have a deal going with NSYNC or what?
Yeah, it was pretty good. What? How did that unravel? I'm not sure.
The deal is this. I get the souls.
Mm-hmm.
But then I want more.
Well, I know the trip with Lance Bass going up to the moon. I mean, what was that all about, Satan?
Well, that he promised me a child.
Oh, I see.
He promised me a child, and as it turns out, he lied to me. He's not the one who was with Britney Spears, who incidentally is in my stable.
Right.
It was Justin Timberlake who was with Britney Spears.
Pretty amazing stuff here, and of course, I know you were very disappointed when you found out that Lance Bass can't conceive a child.
So I had to immediately cancel their careers.
Right.
But Justin has continued to promise me son, which is why I'm allowing his solo career to prosper.
That is wonderful, wonderful news. You're just doing so much wonderful work.
And I'm forgetting, you know, as long as I'm thanking people.
Right.
I gotta say, another one of my longest clients is Dick Clark.
Yeah.
How do you think he's had that goddamn New Year's Rockin' Eve show every year?
Yeah, and the way you, you know, give him some kind of recipe to keep him young. Lots of deviled eggs for him, I guess. How's that?
You bet. He's the greatest, Dick Clark. You know what? Many years ago, he should have been dead.
Right.
But he is actually robotic.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's being run by me.
When did you cancel Jim Carrey's contract?
Right after Liar Liar. And I told him, Truman Show.
You hated the Truman Show.
Truman Show, I said, you're going down the wrong road, pal. And he said, you know, he said in that funny, rubbery way, he said, I'll show you.
Rubber-faced comedian.
And as it turns out, Truman Show did $100 million, right? So
Yeah. Basically
what he's saying to me is saying, F Satan.
Right.
And I laughed and laughed when The Majestic came out.
Yes.
Was I able to... was I able to get my just desserts on that?
He keeps up on the trends, doesn't he? And Satan, I know that you you influence everything from food to fashion, and thank you for the belly shirt. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Mike, yeah. I know you've gone through a tough time recently.
I understand that.
Yeah. And I know that no one enjoys a woman's midsection more than you, and yeah, you're one of my best clients.
Thank you very much, Satan. I appreciate that.
Where's my man, Robert?
He's writing back to you. He's writing back to you. There,
hey, put him on the line for a second.
There you
Old
go.
Scratch, what up?
Hey, pal.
How you doing, man?
How's everything?
Things are good. Everything's good.
Did you get that new infomercial deal?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for that. Do appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
And as you know, Carrie's just spitting out the babies for you.
So I appreciate it.
Things are good.
You
got two for me right now.
Yeah, well, a boy and a girl, so I guess what? That's like one and a half.
You
so.
Called him when the son was born, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
I was
he was there.
Fantastic.
My presence was in the delivery room.
I must admit, Rob, having two daughters myself, I kind of breathed a sigh of relief.
And Mike?
Yes.
I'd still like their souls.
Well, you know, you're going to have to take that up with them. See, the deal works like this, ladies and gentlemen. It's just firstborn male children.
Ah.
The deal with Mike is this.
Go ahead and explain.
When Mike was going through his painful separation.
Yes, and you were there for me, Satan. I appreciate that.
I offered him a deal. And I said,
found you in many parts of my life.
I said, you could give her half your money.
Mm-hmm.
She could live very comfortably.
Right.
Or you could simply give me your children's souls.
Yeah.
And you won't have to pay a dime.
Wow.
Your
that.
Children will be taken care of.
Yes.
I can't say anything about, you know, the ex.
Right.
But Mike wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you flatter me, Satan. You really do. No, I couldn't. I just couldn't do
it. You take the final step.
Not that I don't, you know, have a good working relationship with you, but
you're a great guy.
I just couldn't do it with them, Satan. You know that. I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere. You really do. And I know you don't like to draw the line anywhere. I really know that.
In the sand. Yeah. I like to pee. I pee blood.
Oh, God.
My number one is blood.
Hot blood.
And my man Buzz.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times now. Here is something that's even more valuable than a famous celebrity like J-Lo. Buzz is really a pure soul. And I can't tell you how many times, well, what, with the colostomy bag,
right,
with the brittle bones, times he's been right at death's door.
Yeah, and he still won't come over to you.
And it's the fact, well, Mike, he's come over.
Oh, has he?
It's the fact that the soul is so pure that it's worth more.
I understand.
It's like when you're buying drugs and they're diluted. Buzz is like pure heroin to me.
Yes, heroin's something you invented,
Satan. And I don't deal with Satan directly. He's working through my agent. So that's
how... Donald Ephraim.
Yes.
He doesn't have long.
That's what I hear.
Donald Ephraim.
Yeah. That's good.
And I've still got Al Michaels' teeth in a jar.
That's wonderful stuff. What do you do with all these souls, Satan? I mean, when people do cross over...
I trade them, I swap them with my friends.
Just down there in Hades, just playing with all those horrible souls.
Like, you've been down there. You know, it's a fantastic place.
Well, I haven't been down there. You showed me the video, which is kind of like a travel log where, you know, he shows you what you can expect. And, you know... To be honest with you, not all that bad.
I banged Natalie Wood last night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she hot.
Wow, that's incredible.
Jaja's coming my way pretty soon. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know what to do with her.
Good luck.
Let me just quote the great Sam and Dave.
Yes.
I'm a soul. man.
A soul man. You collect them. Now, are you going to be able to take calls from our listening audience?
There's just two more organizations I wanted to
go ahead.
The Ohio State Buckeyes. I would say, well, that happened for them.
14-0.
That's one of my best deals.
Yeah.
And you got to admit, double overtime.
Yeah, my friend Bill thanks you for that save.
Double overtime. And, of course, the sports junkies. I got them that great deal over at HFS.
Yeah, and of course, that's under the giant heading. Be careful what you wish for.
No, I got it the gig. I said, whatever you do with it, it's yours.
All right.
But they wanted it, and we came up with the goods.
The goods, yeah. Absolutely. Well, they actually sacrificed one of their own. Why do you think they call him J.P. Flame?
Let's take some calls.
Very good.
Hello, Shape Mayor.
Hey, what's up, Beelzebub? You magnificent bastard.
Thank you.
Yes. I want to know this.
They love you, Satan.
And I love you.
Why is Pauly Shore alive and John Belushi dead?
Very
can you
simple.
Tell me that?
Very simple, and I can even crystallize it more. Why is John dead, and why is Jim alive, and why is Jim on network television? Tuesday nights at 8:30, the world according to Jim on ABC. It's simple. John wouldn't make the deal. John wouldn't make the deal. The rest of them did. Chevy did.
Right.
Dan did.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Morris did, for God's sakes. But John wouldn't.
And, you know, during the 60s, I'll be honest with you, the 60s and the 70s, so many of the great artists that, you know, there was a real tough time for you, wasn't it, when all those major artists weren't signing with you? You know, Hendrix, Joplin, Mama.
Well, I had a string of bad luck, and it's like when you're running a collection agency.
Right.
You let people slide by for a few months.
Sure.
Finally, you got to make a couple of examples.
Well, you sure made a lot of examples, and when, you know, there was a movement kind of against Satan during that period of time, and nobody would sign with him, and then it seemed like all he had to do was have a hit record, and you'd be gone.
I'll tell you what turned it around, Mike.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Mama Cass,
right,
to Jimi Hendrix.
Sure.
It was Jim Croce.
Jim Croce.
Yeah. With Jim Croce, when I made that plane go down,
right, yes,
they all signed with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the reason John Denver's dead.
There you go. Yeah, he stopped payment.
And for instance, here's another one for you. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Right.
Great client.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley. Not a great client.
No, that's true. It's, you know, the man has a tremendous amount of power.
I have a real good working relationship with Eminem.
All that.
Here you go. You think, is he going to get the Grammys this year, Satan?
Oh, yeah. He's going to get the People's Choice Awards. And a shout out right now, Tony Danza.
Yeah.
I got him a gig as host of the People's Choice Awards.
Boy, I tell you, he pays you double now, doesn't he?
He owes me so many goddamn souls.
How many reincarnations does he have?
Let's get real good.
Yeah, Tony Danza.
Let's see, who's on the phone?
Another call.
Take some calls for Satan right now.
Oops. Hello, Satan here.
What's up, player?
Hey.
What's going on, kid?
Are you a knight in Satan's service? Don't be a player hater.
Be a player supporter.
Right.
Hey, who do you think the biggest trailer park pig is, Brittany or Christine? And who do you rather do, boss?
Well, Brittany is in my stable.
Right.
Right now, I'll tell you, Christina is getting by on talent, but as we can all tell, that's running out. So I expect Christina very soon. I've got big things coming up for Brittany.
Very exciting.
Here's the career plan we have for Brittany.
Okay.
As you know, her last couple of movie attempts tanked, and her records tanked.
Right.
That's because she didn't sign with me, Beelzebub. Now,
Beelzebub?
Beelzebub.
Billy Bob?
Billy Bob is what some of my friends call me.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton is a client.
Of course.
And so is Angelina Jolie, right?
Not for long, Mike.
Oh, really?
She didn't re-up. That's why there won't be a Lara Croft Tomb Raider 2.
Oh.
You heard it here first.
Hey, he knows what he talks about, ladies and gentlemen.
So anyway, who are we just talking about?
We're talking about the Beelzebub and the people that sign with you and people
that don't. I got so many clients. Yeah, I got clients coming up my ass, for God's sake.
Talking about Christina and Sarah.
Yeah. She's very close to signing. And here's the deal I have for Brittany. Give it another year, and you're going to see her naked in Playboy.
Hey, ooh. Way to go, Satan. Nice job. Satan, if I can change the subject very briefly here.
Sure, Mike.
Where do you line up on the clown porn issue that we...
I invented it. It's mine.
It's your creation.
Copyright Satan.
I knew that was the devil's work.
And she's my man.
Absolutely.
Now, have you... weigh in on the clown porn, Mike?
I'm not really for it, Satan, and I don't mean to insult you. Oh, he's staring at me with those beastly eyes. I'm for it.
Come on, Mike.
I'm for it.
Mike the Clown Porn.
I love it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Satan.
You're a funny man. I said it. You cracked me up.
Thank you.
Can I have some Charlie?
Hi, Satan.
I love Charlie. I love me some Charlie.
Thank you so much. Satan, knights in Satan's service.
I want to tell you something about this man. I'm going to embarrass this man.
Now, please don't, Satan. Don't flatter
me. I'm going to embarrass him.
All right.
That's all him. That's not me. That's Mike. That Charlie thing?
You didn't give that to him.
No, that's him.
Huh? Yeah, but you know, Satan, that none of us could have done it without you.
Now, come on, give me a little more of the Charlie. I love the retarded one.
Hello, Satan. How are things down in hell?
Now, is he retarded or mildly retarded?
You know, Satan, he's a little bit of both.
He's fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Satan here. Talk to me.
All hail the Prince of Darkness, first of all.
And hi, Dr. Phil, if you're listening. Hey, what's up?
I wanted to ask you if you had anything to do with that Joe Millionaire deal.
Yeah, that's my deal. That's my deal.
Nice work.
Wait till the end of the show. Wait till you find out the guy really is a millionaire.
You know, some have said that the naked cruelty on that show is the devil's work, and, you know, we should have known right off the bat that...
Fox Television, thank God Rupert Murdoch is around. I've made Fox what they are.
Right.
I am Homer Simpson, incidentally.
You know, can we be honest?
No.
Can we let the cat out of the bag, the hell bag here that, well, Rupert Murdoch, isn't he a relative? Let's be honest.
He's a cousin.
He's a cousin. Uh-huh.
He's the first cousin of mine.
Yeah. The bloodlines, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got it.
He's royalty.
That's why I got The Simpsons.
Sure.
That's why The Simpsons have been on for 14 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the deal that I made with Burger King?
No, I did not.
You buy a Whopper, and you get a goddamn lunch, and a Homer says, burger.
You know, you're in so much marketing, I don't know how you have the time for it.
Well, Eisner was real big, but Eisner has not paid recently. Check your Disney stock, everybody.
It's plummeting, Satan. It really is.
Hello, are you there? Don and Mike. Hello, this is Satan.
Beelzebub.
Yeah, right.
Hey, buddy, I want to know how I can get my contract re-upped, man. You dropped me.
What's your name?
It's Pat from Centerville.
Pat, what was our deal? I have so many deals with you common mortals.
Hey, it was fame, fortune, women, and I got this, man.
Now, hold on. I need a last name.
Huh?
I need a last name, Pat.
I have it here, Satan. It's McGroin.
Hey,
he loves that humor.
And again, I want to say, you know, that's not for me.
Right.
That's his gift.
Thank you, Satan.
God, I'd love to have that gift, Mike.
I'm here all week.
I wish you'd give me that.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's it. I got to go. Listen, you've been a great audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, isn't he marvelous? Let's give him a nice round of applause.
Anytime you want to reach me, you know I'm there.
It's always such a pleasure to have you drop by.
You just call out my name, and I'll be
You are the man, and I know I look forward to a great 2003, Satan. I know it's going to be a big year for you.
Mike, again, congratulations on those Philadelphia ratings for the Don and Mike show.
Thank you for the new contract, Satan. We really, Don and I know I speak for him when I say we appreciate it.
Well, there's no way you freaking guys could have got that without me.
That is the truth. And
Jesus Christ, your show sucks.
You know we know that, Satan.
You guys, you're the worst. Oh, is it while I'm in D.C.?
Yes.
Let me say hi to Jack Diamond.
Very good.
He's had a long-term contract with me for many, many years.
Well, nobody keeps up the payments like he does, Dave.
And I am the soul of all of his children.
I understand that.
He's got quite a few children.
He turns them over to you like almost like a parking meter.
And he's got something you don't know about.
Oh, how about that? Satan can diss the dirt, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, you've been great. Until next time, I'm so glad we have this time together. The current time is 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned for another one of my clients, Bob Adams. Coming up. Hi-yo!
Hi, Satan! Ladies and gentlemen!
Thank you in hell.
Satan, there he goes.
Yeah.
There he goes, down into the abyss. Goodbye!
Bye.
Bye, Satan. There he goes. Look at him.
Oh, the Satan show. Oh, hold on.
Smells a little beastie in here.
Went into the buzz music there for a second.
Wow.
It smells sulfur.
There he goes.
Well, there's the Satan show.
Oh, Beelzebub.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Robert is here.
Yes.
Robert the mailman. Robert.
The lightning rod, as we like to call him.
Yeah, I know a lot of our audience hates him. But we love him.
Yes, he's fun.
And he's very mad all the time. And
sure.
It's not something he makes up.
No.
He's mad. We want him to mellow out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come in and tell us about women he's impregnated and
Absolutely.
The trip that he took. And he's,
right.
he's
oh,
been
and twins.
Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been sleeping in our green room for over 2 hours. So we'll bring him in a second. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This house is so gone crazy.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right on!
Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
Bring that out to you, the clown horn again.
Got it. Cue up, is that the problem with it?
There you go.
All right, Robert, the mailman. I don't want to call him
the angry mailman.
Yeah, and it was great. The New Year's greeting that I got from Robert was he threatened to kill me out in the hallway.
I just saw him in the men's room. He said, God damn, don't say my name on the radio.
He doesn't like that. He doesn't like that one little bit.
Wheel him in now.
So he is angry now.
What is this theme anyway, Don?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Theme from What's Happening.
Right on!
And here he is, everybody. Robert the mailman, proudly wearing.
He's got a toothpick in his mouth.
Proudly wearing his U.S. Postal Service outfit today. Bobby, what's up?
Look at it. You know what? I'll give Robert credit. When Robert's going to make one of his real big appearances on the show, he comes incredibly prepared. Look at him laying out his. He's got notes. He's got a bag of tricks. He's got all this stuff.
We got him on mic number four, Rob. Hi, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Hi, fellas.
Wow. Ooh, mellow, Robert.
Low key. I like that. I like a mellow.
I ain't mellow. I'm tired of this. Now, I'm happy, flattered that you guys remember my name. I don't even remember telling you my whole name. But there's a reason why that you can't use my whole name on the air.
Okay, right. Why?
Okay, look. Okay, let's start off.
There's
a whole lot of things that have been happening. So, here's a disclaimer.
A disclaimer.
You guys read this, please. This is Robert, angry man.
Don't say on the air, okay, where the items are coming from.
All right, go ahead and read that. Okay. And,
okay. And we're not supposed to say.
You want me to read?
No, don't say on the air. No.
You know, can I give you a little heads up on how we are? You know, sometimes, and Don used to be a lot worse at this.
Yeah.
Whenever, if you didn't want Don to say something and you'd put it on paper and say, don't say this, he would read whatever you put in front of him.
Instinctively.
It was very straight.
This is the number two for me thing. Happy that you guys bring me on. I love being part of the show. You know that. But I told you guys up front a long time ago why you can't use my last name.
All right. Okay, we get
Robert,
it. We get
angry
it.
Mailman.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
Black Moses.
Black Moses.
Where'd Black Moses come from? You said that before?
He's called himself Black Moses before.
I don't remember that. No, I came in with the ass tour.
Okay. The ass tour down
ass
south.
Across America.
Down through Florida and through the Carolinas.
And Atlanta. So, you guys mean so much to me that I bought you guys gifts. I know you guys got a hard on for this stuff. It's nothing fancy like
Now, we can't talk about this stuff, right?
Do what you got to
do. Do it on the QC. All right, he's got a bag of gifts.
Okay. Robert has brought some stuff from people that we can't talk about.
All right. This is for you.
Oh, it's some nice
baseball caps.
Yeah, some great. Very nice hat.
Cool hat. Thank you very much.
Very cool.
It's terrific.
T-shirt for you.
Sure, thank you, Robert.
Okay.
T-shirt for Mike.
Oh, I love those. Oh, that's very cool.
And since Mike just lost his shirt anyway, I bought him a coat, too, to keep him warm.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Nice. Thank you very much.
Look at that, fellas.
Some kind of government issue.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
It's a squirrel.
Stuff that the average Joe couldn't get
there. Yeah, you can't put your hands on this stuff.
Yeah.
And I got it because I worked there.
Thank you, Robert. Thank
you. I love you guys, man. I love you guys, man.
That is very cool stuff. That's a great way to start the year, Robert.
Do you understand why you can't use my name?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm in the same boat with Homo Joe and Big Show the Big Dyke.
Now, let's talk about your penis.
Yeah.
And the problem you have keeping your penis in your pants and the fact that you keep impregnating women. And the other day when you called, you mentioned twins.
Okay, as you know, last time I called in a couple times, I told you I cleaned the slate. Because I know that as long as my head is in the puzzy, I can't focus on other things. Right now, I want financial stability, so I cut off all my women. I cut them off.
All right.
I let them go. However, you know, the man still talks to me.
Yeah.
So since I've cut off
he was pointing
the old girl from the ass tour and all the hoes I was getting around here, I met two more women. And baby's mama came back into my life.
Now, is this a baby's mama? Is she from Tampa?
No, but she's still
she from Georgia?
No, that's the beast. No, baby's mama's the original baby's mama.
Okay.
Okay, now.
When are you going to settle down?
Why?
Are you serious?
Follow your example.
Why?
Don't start with me. You're the only guy that comes on this show and busts my balls about my marriage.
Don't Captain Dry Balls. Don't start. Okay?
You know what? You're the only
you're
one.
One.
Yeah, what?
You know, I love you. I really do like you a lot.
I know you do. I know. And you know the feeling's mutual, too. I know. I'll stop.
You can't bust my balls, man.
I'll stop. I'm not busting your balls.
In my world,
it was a legitimate question.
I'm a pigeon down here.
Yes?
You're a multimillionaire. You're a great guy. But, you know, it's a lot of concrete in the word loser, okay?
You know, I know.
Speaks in riddles.
Buzz, I believe he's threatening me somehow.
Yes.
I got money and two-time loser.
You do that. More than anybody else.
The band that plays at the local IHOP. Come on now. Come on, pal.
All right, stop.
Don't
Robert.
Go there.
All right, I was okay. just curious. It was
Boston
a simple.
Brooks, don't go there.
It was simply a question.
Okay,
it was
however.
Simply a question. Go ahead.
Why should I settle down? What happened to you.
Okay,
I was married once. I got divorced.
I have no argument.
Okay, fine.
I have no argument
I hate
at all.
People trying to give advice that don't have S.
Mm-hmm.
The background, no background.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
can you talk about selling down?
Yes, this is true. This is
and
true.
As you got a penis extension.
Are you gonna stop? Are you gonna stop?
You're the one with the convertible. I seen your car.
Are you gonna stop?
I seen the midlife crisis car.
You know what? I've
I
never
seen
been
midlife crisis.
I've
car.
Never been in the crosshairs
I've
of Robert
seen the
before.
Midlife crisis
you know,
car.
You know, the
convertible.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Looks
yes.
like a penis.
Yeah.
I've seen.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. You know.
Down in the parking lot, pal.
Hey, Robert.
I love you. I love you, though.
I got to tell you something, though. I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just
the
fine.
The Cadillac?
I'm doing fine. The Cadillac's
the
fine.
The truck?
Getting the Cadillac a little
crisped
up.
How many cars are you getting?
Huh?
How many cars are you getting?
I have three.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
How about child support?
You know, this is...
Visitation? What's all that?
Wow.
I don't have any kids.
Relentless.
I'm 37 years
Robert,
old.
I can't talk about that. You
yeah.
see? You know how you can't talk about this? You know?
Robert, you said you don't have any kids.
I don't.
Yet the last time you were on the show, you mentioned...
Pregnant is different from having kids, pal.
Hey, Robert.
Okay, I did have two women pregnant at the same time.
Why don't you settle down? No, I'm just kidding. All right, go ahead. No, keep going.
Why don't you get married again? Take a call.
I bet he will.
I bet he will, too. As long as I've got phone lines.
I bet both of you
but
won't.
I'm not going there.
And that's a real bet. That's a bet I'll put money on.
Pal. I ain't going there. I've been listening a long time.
I know you
I love you guys. You're like family to me. I don't judge.
Yeah.
But don't start with me, man.
Jesus.
I was.
Well, you've been married. You the only success story in here. 20-some years.
Well, no, Buzz been married longer.
He swapped.
27.
He swapped. She must be on coke or something.
No, she wasn't. She was perfectly conscious at the time.
You swapped. You get the penis thing on the head.
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn.
Boy,
his
Satan.
His wife puts up with a lot.
Satan has had his way today.
Satan, that's what
Robert,
thing.
You
I don't believe
really,
in the devil, so I don't appreciate the devil putting my name.
You have
I,
really
I
hurt
you.
Me, Robert.
I don't believe it.
You have really hurt me.
Wow. I bought that stuff for you because I love you.
I know.
But I knew you was going to say something smart.
Now, Robert, let's talk about the twins.
Okay.
Let's talk about the twins.
I cut off all the women, and a friend hooked me up with a friend. So I start talking to this girl. I get a page from baby's mama.
Right.
Baby mama says, I know this is a bad time and you're mad at me because of what happened with her and the little situation we're in. If you want me to go into that, I'll talk about that.
You're talking about the thing with the cops that we didn't talk about on the radio?
I don't really approve of that.
I put it out there. I clean it up because everybody thought I was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
See, you always put it the wrong way. You did. I was listening.
I didn't do it on purpose, Robert.
You're like, Robert, you need to call the police. You need to call the police. Who are you, my father? No, it wasn't me.
Well, then why don't you tell people what you told me off the air that day?
Okay. Baby's mama, girlfriend.
Yes, your girlfriend.
Her girlfriend.
Her girlfriend.
Hired hitman.
Mm.
For real.
Wow.
This is a story Robert's telling me about.
I remember the day.
That I heard in the news.
Right.
That I knew that this
actually
was
happened.
This was not a made-up story.
Right.
So, me being a clean-cut Boy Scout, just angry black man, I didn't want to have nothing to do with it.
Mm.
So I told her to stay away from me. Now, she said she had nothing to do with it. She's been questioned by the proper authorities, Don.
Right.
And she's clear. Okay? As far as I know, as of today.
So everything's fine?
Everything's fine with her.
All right. Is it fine enough where you can see her again and stuff like that?
Well, everybody
no
else is in jail.
But
everybody
else is like... Do you have contact with her anymore?
Who, baby's mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So here's what I was telling Robert. I was saying, if you know someone who knows something about a murder in which the bad guys have not been caught yet...
And I try to explain to him that they have been caught.
But either way, if you have information, you should call the cops with the information you have.
I don't have any information, man.
But you were
I don't want to hear it.
But you were telling me you did have information that from your girlfriend.
I told you that my girlfriend said that she had more to tell me. I said, I don't want to hear it, bitch, because I don't want to get involved in this.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Okay, anyway.
But I want to ask you a question. How many women currently are you, would you say that you are seeing, dating on a semi-regular
having
basis?
Having sex with,
that's fine.
Including baby's mama, three.
Three.
I need two of them new.
Now, you said the last time you were on the show, or one of the times you were on the show in the past, that there's one of these women that you have a very strong feeling.
That you love her.
More than the others.
That was baby's mama.
That was baby's mom.
And that's still the way you feel?
No.
It's changed.
Well, I mean, look, the girl put me in a bad position with this little hitman ass.
Well, I would imagine so.
Okay, let's go. Let's get it. I got hooked up with another girl.
Right.
And things were going well, and I got a page from baby's mama saying, I know you're mad at me, but...
Rob, you okay back there?
Yeah, you okay, Rob? I know it's a black thing. I know I'm taking up a lot of time. Hey, man, you cool? You okay? You okay, Hitler? You okay, Hitler's youth? Rommel? You okay, Rommel?
What's that?
Vital?
It was just a cough, Rob, wasn't it?
Vital?
Yep, this is great. He's ready today, ladies
all right,
and gentlemen.
Anyway, stay on point.
Okay,
now.
I got the page. Baby mama said, I know you're mad at me about the situation I'm in.
Right.
The hitman.
With the hitman. Yeah. But the doctor told me it's twins.
Baby's mama's got
baby's
twins.
Baby mama has twins.
Is having twins or had twins?
Having twins.
When's the baby? When are the babies due?
April something. Okay, so that put a kibosh on the relationship I'll start with this other woman. So in the meantime, I met another girl.
And the twins are yours? You to the best of your knowledge?
I tell you what, we'll do the blood test on the air.
Okay.
How about
that? Fantastic.
Put the blood test on
the air. Sure we
love that.
How about that? Is that cool?
Yeah, how will you feel if, you know, because obviously there's a chance they might be yours. If they're yours, is that going to change the...
Will you do the right thing?
Man, I feel like you.
What's that? He's making another divorce.
Amazing.
Stop it!
Just kidding.
Now, will you do the right thing if they're yours?
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
No, I'm going to do the black thing and walk away.
No, come on. It's not a black-white issue, Robert.
I'm going to walk away. If they're my kids, I'm happy. I'm 37 years old. If they're mine, I'm happy.
All right, good. That's
if
good.
They're not mine, I'm really happy.
That's a good answer.
It's definitely not a black-white thing because my brother just got paternity test results.
Brother. Your brother is the perfect example of the Aryan attitude. I think your brother's a closet racist.
What? You think
my
your brother
is
racist?
Not a closet
racist.
I've heard him. I love your brother. I'm just
all right. Okay. Robert.
I say, Robert's going to
finish. I got a story. You want a story?
Hold on. You got to take calls first.
Oh, well, that could end the whole thing here.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
This sounds like an episode of the damn WB should have. Who cares? Why did you come on this show?
Hold on, sir. What is
Why
your
did you steal stuff from the post office to give to them?
What is your first name? What is your first name, sir?
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, dog.
I'm sorry, boss. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, don't pull.
No, sir, boss. Instead of one bale of hay, you get two bales of hay tomorrow.
All right. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to let you guys know that if Robert is 37 and he's banging three different girls, they've got to be fat white girls.
No, I love my sisters. I'm glad you brought that up, sir. No, I do not bang fat white women. Hmm. I love black women. Make that clear. I love my sisters, man.
So all your the three women you're seeing are all African-American women?
They ain't got to be African-American. They're black.
They're black.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was just trying to be politically correct, Robert.
Hello.
I don't appreciate that either.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Foster.
So angry.
Hello.
Hey, barkeep. If I want an ice in this drink, I'd ask for it.
You're on the air. Hello. All right, I'll try this one. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, Robert. I don't know if you may have missed it, but Mike told you to settle down again.
Shut up, dude. I don't know what
I'm going to settle down at.
Don't
I'm a trick lot. I know he's at that party, too.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Robert.
Yeah.
My man.
What's up?
I am the whitest brother on the earth, and I love you, man.
I appreciate it, brother. Hey, you have a nice day, man.
You too.
That's a first.
That's a love nice. Call for Robert. That doesn't happen very often.
I thought we were the only guys who like you, Robert.
How about this? Just a quick couple of notes before I get the next hate call.
Right,
I got my first lasagna order over Christmas. Ooh. I catered a party. Here's a check.
Hey.
I got a lasagna order.
Congratulations.
Somebody actually paid for lasagna.
Well,
so
greatest.
I'm happy about that. Also,
greatest lasagna in the world.
I met my new neighbor last night. You'll love this one.
Yeah.
White British chick.
Really?
Oh, I do like
mine. Came down to the condo yesterday. Hello.
Really?
The new neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hey.
Why not? I thought you just said you banged black chicks.
Yeah.
I said I love black women. I don't give away pussy now. Come on, I ain't stupid.
All right. Okay.
So you would bang this white British girl.
I lost my virginity to a white girl.
Okay. Accent do it for
story,
you? Accent work for you? Does the accent work for you?
Not really.
Really?
No.
Oh, see,
British a-holes.
I like that lady your friend that used to come on the show. Is Sarah?
Sarah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man, I love that accent.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, what's up, my brothers?
Hello.
What's up, my brothers? You
hi. Yeah,
I'm talking to he's talking to the white people. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm not talking to the white folks. Hey, I got a question.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Hi there. How are you? What do you want?
All right, Robert, you say you're 37 years old, you're a mailman, and you're banging three chicks?
Yeah.
They got to be mopeds, man.
We're mopeds.
We're mopeds.
Fun to ride till your friends see you on them.
That's true. One of them was, but hey, no, one of them actually very cute, and by the way, baby's mama came over Sunday, and I rode that thing like a Harley, buddy.
Oh, my God. Did she carry
twins?
She's
coming over too. She's coming
carrying up. Twins that
that's
are doing April?
Thing. Now, see, this is the question, fella.
To ride to your friends.
I saw her Sunday, right, and my boys were over to the house, and they finally met her, and she actually lost weight. So I'm like, twins? Now, the only thing that might prove that she's pregnant, that her jabobis have gotten so engorged with milk,
yeah.
They are huge.
Isn't
man.
That great, though, Robert?
Ass.
Whoa.
Really?
So she was like,
"So you? I mean, there's no question that she's pregnant in your mind,
I don't
right?
No, man.
You don't know for sure. All right.
I'm indifferent. You know
she might
I
be
am.
Just wait. Could she be
she
working?
Might be trying to play a brother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hold on, Robert. Let me get some more calls for you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello,
Jeremy. Yes, yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah, hi, Jeremy. Go ahead.
All right, I was just calling because I think Robert's the funniest person I've ever heard in my life.
Whatever. Robert,
two love calls call Robert
got today.
Hey, thank you very much. I got a story for you guys. Make you guys laugh while I go. Go ahead.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, congratulations on your contract. I just want to tell Robert, man, you are the funniest goddamn person I know.
Wow.
Now, this is not going to work.
And everybody likes him.
I'm not going to enjoy this.
The show. Mm-hmm. Get a hate
You guys are worth everything because you know a lightning rod, man. Robert, you're the best.
Thank you, man.
That's three in a row.
This is not going to work.
Come on, Don.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hey, this is Yucko the Clown. Hey, Robert, you suck, man.
Thank you, Yucko.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wrong show, bitch.
Hello.
Why don't you just get a vasectomy and...
Why would I get a vasectomy when I can spray cake icing on your face?
Okay.
Yeah, because that makes sense. Why don't you just get a vasectomy?
You know those little swirls you get in the cupcakes? I'll do that to your eyes, bitch.
Oh, God.
Yeah, come on over. I'm Spider-Man, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike
show. Put a web on your forehead.
Hello.
Hey, Robert, you weren't right, because I know you've done white, bro. I know.
I told you I lost my virginity to a white girl.
He said he's had a white chick.
I lost my virginity to a white chick. And boy, was she like a fish out of water. Goop, goop, goop.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Stayed on her knees.
Hi, this is
Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
I'm calling to let you know I like Robert. He's not different than anybody else. He calls up and talks to you about
the
problems on the show.
Get a good phone, bitch. Damn.
Now, Robert, you're even mean to the people who like
that's
you.
That's okay. That works. I like that energy.
Well.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, sirs.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, Robert. I just wanted to say good day to you, sir.
No,
and
good day to you,
loud.
Sir.
No, okay, he's gone.
Yeah.
Robert, we have to break. You got a story. Can you tell it in 52 seconds?
No.
You don't expect her to be quiet.
You know, you
I don't think they're going to delete that. They're going to delete that. You have to just say oral.
BJ.
Yeah, about a B.
Hummer.
How long will it take you? How long will it take you to tell the story?
Lips. Give me 90 seconds, man. But it's good. It's a good one.
Yeah. Put 90 on the clock.
I don't want to be on the clock.
Give me the 2 minutes.
Too much pressure.
Give me 2 minutes.
I give you 2 minutes, and then we really have to break, Robert. Right, 2 minutes for Robbie.
He's not coming back in the next segment?
No, you know what? Yeah, I'll bring him back.
Okay.
I'll bring him back. We'll break first.
Oh, God, not Robbie.
And
Robert,
I'll give you 2 minutes for your story. In the meantime, let's get a call 100-877-365-36. 36, we,
Vanilla Coke is good, by the way.
You string a Diet Vanilla Coke?
Diet Vanilla Coke is the best.
But Code Red is better.
Yeah, I like Code
Red. WWE tickets, we have them for you now. And a chance to win $1,000 with a secret sound if you're the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. And then we'll get Robert's story in 2 minutes or less.
Come on, man. Don't put me like that.
Now, Robert, really, look what time it is. We got to stay on the schedule here today.
Jesus Christ. You know, like you won't ever go over schedule. You got Ron and Fag next.
Now, come on. You know, the deal is, it's for Buzz.
Buzz. Yeah.
It's the New Year's resolution. We get to the end of the show.
Hey, who's your acting manager?
Well, Alan Ligon.
He's a gorgeous man.
Now, that's an interesting statement.
I'm as straight as they come. Yeah. That guy, he looks like Ray Fiennes, man. He could be an actor. I told him that, too.
You're faggy, man.
Yes, Rob.
I'm not fat. Hey, who's faggy got a penis is on his face?
Rob.
And went. I was there, folks. He enjoyed himself. He loved it.
You are full of crap.
He loved it.
He just said Mike had penises on his face at that gay club.
My secret is out. I love everything.
What'd you say about me?
Do you want?
I'm the one that loves show the big dyke.
You know what?
Did you say I had a sex problem?
I said.
You said I had a sex problem.
I said, hold on. I said your behavior disturbed me at club.
We have to cut. I was after a woman.
Guys, we got a break.
All right.
Call 100 right now. Good luck.
I did not enjoy myself.
Yes, you did.
Good luck. We'll be right back. Shut up.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Peggy, I can't go. I won't. Not after what he said about Lady Bird.
Oh, Hank, come on. Now, Min and I just made up. We have to go. And if you stay home, people will think you don't like Con just because he's Oriental.
That is ridiculous. I hate the man because he's rude and nasty. Not because of what his people did to us in WW2.
Well, Hank, I know that. But everyone else, they'll say Hank Hill is a racist.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
Hank Hill? You will go to that party, you will pretend to like Con, and you will drink until you actually do.
The Don and Mike Show. Don't hesitate to hear, cause we gon' take it there. And I know it ain't fair. Just don't care.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Michael Nell.
Well, as we said it a couple of times today, I want to say it again. Great ratings book for WYSP in Philadelphia.
We appreciate it, Philly.
Our show, we were told we signed a deal. What a deal this was. In September, we signed a deal to go to Afternoon Drive. And with no free promotion, no chance to build up steam.
Right.
Signed a deal that said we'd be number one 18 to 49. Men 18 to 49. Number one in the first book where they could can our ass.
Mm-hmm.
And the good people of Philadelphia, indeed, men 18 to 49, the show is number one rated after
way
the
to go, Philadelphia. We are delighted with that.
Thank you. We have plenty more work to do with the other demographics of WYSP, but thanks.
Amen.
And it's very nice feeling. Very nice to be number one in the demo they care about on WYSP. Now it's time for a call one.
Robert's been talking to you without his microphone.
Come on, Robert.
How are you doing among blacks?
Among blacks?
Number one.
Well, I will tell you this in Philly as I look at the ratings.
In Philly. A lot of blacks in Philly.
We're beating WUSL.
What's that?
That's black.
That's the black.
We're beating...
Say black, like South Africa. Bless the bleach.
We're beating DAS.
Is it bleach?
That's black.
Bleach?
That's just like down here. We're beating PGC. We're beating KYM.
Okay. Well, the hardest job in the world is selling advertising on black radio.
Yeah. No, it is not.
All you got is liquor stores, used car lots, and clubs.
Now, what if we said that? What if we... You would I'll be all
to
over
it.
Us
I'll
if we
listen
said
to
something
That's
like
the
that.
Hardest thing in black radio is selling advertising.
You said,
I listen to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, the duality of Robert.
Go to Versace Motors and get a used BMW.
Listen to Donnie Simpson's show someday.
F. Donnie Simpson. No, he's got contact lenses in.
Don't say F. Donnie Simpson.
Donnie's a friend of ours. Hey.
But he's what? He's not black?
I don't know what he is.
You don't think Donnie Simpson's black?
I don't know what he is, pal.
Pal.
F. Donnie Simpson. F. Walk one on 95. I know you own him. You got to kiss their ass. They're owned by the same company.
No, we don't.
We don't, Donnie.
No, we don't.
Donnie is a long-time
Donnie Simpson's
friend.
On 95,
there are
right?
not many disc jockeys.
Yeah.
You own that station.
No, it doesn't matter what company. We've been friends with Donnie Simpson since we worked on Wayne.
Robert, that is...
And he worked on KYA.
Robert, there are not a lot of disc jockeys that are friends of ours.
Donnie Simpson's
been a friend for a long
time. How about that?
Wow. Robert the Angry Mailman, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me get a call to 100 here, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, I'm calling 100.
Yeah, listen, hi, what's your name?
Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
Davertown.
Okay, you won 4 throw tickets to see WWE Raw.
Oh, right.
MCI Center on Feb 3. Catch all the excitement of WWE when it makes its way to D.C. Tickets go on sale Saturday the 11th. with 25 of your WWE superstars. Hold on, you're going to play the game. Hold on just a second. I got to give away another pair of tickets as well. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Is Anthony, am I calling 100?
Anthony, listen, you don't get to play the game.
Okay.
But you do get third row tickets.
Awesome.
To WWE Raw, MCI Center, February 3rd. Catch all the excitement of WWE when it makes its return to D.C. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, the 11th. Don't miss over 25 of your favorite WWE superstars. So you get the third row tickets, and the other guy got fourth row tickets.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on. And tomorrow we'll give away second row tickets and first row tickets. Now back to the guy who won fourth row tickets.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And besides the WWE, now you play for $1,000 with the secret sound. It is a common sound, non-electrical.
Yes, okay.
Identify it and win $1,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Naughty by Nature.
You like that, Robert? That's black.
Whatever.
That's black. All right, we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
And there it is. That's the sound. That, you know what that is? That's the sound of tension between Mike and Robert right there. That's tension. That's the sound, and we'll ask for your answer in a second.
OPP, how can I explain it? I'll take you frame by frame it. To have you all jumping, shall we swing in it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, don't laugh.
For $1,000, what's the sound? For $1,000.
Let's say the closing of a gate.
Closing of a gate.
No.
No, 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 no.
That's right.
No, no, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, we're sorry. We're sorry.
MC White.
100% wrong.
MC White.
Thank you, Robert. Hey, give Robert the sex quiz.
Give Robert the sex. We've already given Robert
the sex. You've given him the sex quiz, and I always wanted to take it, too.
All right, next time you're on.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
Don't forget, every guest is a clue for you.
For you.
In the interest of getting Buzz's news on in time, Robert has a story about a BJ. Now, remember, you can say the word oral, and you can say the word sex, but you can't say those two together.
Okay.
So use BJ. And now, 2 minutes, here is Robert the Mailman.
Okay. Met the second girl I just met. We go to the house. Things progress. And I'm getting a 5-star Hummer.
Right.
And there's a lot of moaning going on. Like,
From you?
No, from her.
Right.
So, and I got my head back with my eyes closed doing my best Stevie Wonder, right?
Oh, my.
So, all of a sudden, it stops. And I look down, and she looks up at me, and she says, tastes like chocolate. Now, we're not talking about the leaving or the change.
Oh, dear.
But we're talking about it in general.
You're just talking about your thing.
In general. Tastes like chocolate.
Tastes like chocolate.
So I said, yeah, you know, show you right, baby. Tastes like chocolate.
Right.
Meanwhile, palm on the back of the head. Zoom exercise.
Right. Suave.
So then, yeah, I get finished.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, tasted like chocolate.
Right.
I'm like, for the life of me, I'm trying to figure this out. You know, tastes like chocolate.
Uh-huh.
So it finally dawned on me what happened. That morning, to raise my sugar, I eat a lot of sugar. So I bought... cinnamon rolls and a 1/2 gallon of chocolate milk. So I finished off the chocolate milk and the cinnamon buns, and as every mailman listening and every mailman in America knows, any container, a urinal.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So after I finished drinking the chocolate milk, I took the bottle out on the route and I used it.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, I got some chocolate milk on the D and it dried on there. So that is
a good story.
I
like that story. And Robert, now you have 25 seconds left over. Go ahead.
Make any statement you wish.
Want you to know that I'm upper middle class, fellas. I made almost 100 G's last year working four jobs. I'm not a stereotypical brother, as y'all like to say, we're lazy and all that.
We do.
No, we do. You say that.
I'm talking about the white man in general. Trent Lott, you know, all that.
Trent Lott.
You guys were off on vacation during that whole fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
I know Rob A. went to the party, and he was like,
she's getting wound up.
That's it, Robert.
I gotta go.
Time.
I'll see you guys later.
Thank you for the gift, Robert.
Next quiz next time.
Here's the deal. Next time you're on the show, sex quiz, and we are going to get Donnie Simpson on the phone.
Donnie Simpson.
And we're going to make you talk to Donnie Simpson.
Why? I don't
want
to talk.
I want one black man to tell another black man in his face that you don't think You don't think he's black?
Hold up. You're very lucky I was here yesterday, because I told George Foreman he's an Uncle Tom son of a bitch.
Oh, now, come on. Oh, my. Don't start.
I was set.
So you think Johnny Simpson's an Uncle Tom?
No, I said he kissed my ass.
Nah.
I said George Foreman was Uncle Tom.
Oh, my God. Don't say that to Big George.
I wish you would have said that to him.
I wish you'd have booked me yesterday, because I said it right to his face.
All right,
he
get out.
He made millions of dollars.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
There you go. Bye, Robert.
Get out of here.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Was it okay?
That was wonderful. As usual, another fine segment. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Going home to get laid.
Bye, Robert.
Get laid.
Bye, Robert.
Take care. Bye. There he goes.
Tastes like
there
chocolate.
The lightning rod, ladies and gentlemen. Robert the Angry Mailman. There he goes.
I'll say this about Robert. It was a good appearance.
Uh-huh.
And he smelled better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You notice that?
Absolutely.
Like chocolate?
A lot of weight, I think.
The last time Robert was here, we all kind of agreed he smelled a little bit like sex.
I think he had been out, you know, doing his route and maybe getting some. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? The BJ story, though, stood. I mean, it was worth the wait.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey,
I got to know. I got Martin Lawrence pictures in my head. What does Robert look like?
Well, no, not Martin Lawrence.
First off, they all look the same.
He's going to come back in.
I only said that for him.
He's going to come back in.
I only said that for him.
Here he comes.
Come on, Robert. I only said
here
that.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Like you two. Hopefully y'all look alike.
I only said that for you.
He did that to get you going.
I've said it before.
You need to get ultra slim fast, pal.
And I'm going to say it now. I am now going to say it to your face. You look like Warren Sapp.
Whatever. I look like myself, pal.
Whatever.
All right.
Wear your pants on.
Hey, Robert, how much you weigh? Speak of, because I lost 21 pounds.
I lost 30, pal.
How much you weigh?
I was 260. I was 295.
Wow.
All over your ass, man. Linebacker. God damn it. Want some? Take the Clemson football. You didn't play
I went less than you.
You didn't play whatever. Your stomach's sticking out like a stovepipe. You look like
ladies and gentlemen, it's always controversial.
You look like...
The next time you come in here...
Shoveling coal in your butt.
Listen, the next time you come in here...
You want to run?
Let's get a scale.
You want to run?
The next time you're in here...
On the block?
The next time you're in here...
Jumping jacks. Come on.
I was hit by a car, douchebag.
Hey, I got arthritis in my right knee.
The next time you're in here...
You want
bring
some?
A scale.
You want some of me?
Next you want you're in here,
brother.
I arm wrestle you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
your stomach is
Robert,
all over the
next
floor.
Angry mailman.
Your next time you come in here, I will weigh myself against you.
I
weigh
you 2X,
less
pal.
Than you.
2X, pal.
Hey, Robert.
You know what?
Robert.
6'1".
Here you go.
No, you better not. Don't do that.
Take your 2X
back.
I'm a 1X man.
You're a 2X man.
I'm a 1X man.
Stop wearing
1X.
Warm fitting clothes.
Robert.
Warm fitting. Kiss my ass.
Oh, hold up.
Kiss my black ass.
Oh, kiss my white ass. Kiss my pink baboon ass.
Get out of here.
All right, get out of here, Robert.
Goodbye, Warren.
Oh, my God. Everybody, I believe, Buzz, you weren't included today. You were not in the crosshairs.
I dodged that bullet.
Everybody was in the crosshairs today.
You know, I was gonna tell Robert he's pretty funny for a black guy.
Oh, now stop it!
Shut up!
Stop
it! Rob, lock the door. Let's go to Buzz now.
Well, you know what? We all—I don't think we've ever had a segment where you and I both have been in the crosshairs for Robert.
Wow!
Wow!
He's angry. Oh, it's time for Buzz in the News.
Yes, very good.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
All right, Buzzy, what is the lead today?
Today and now comes perhaps the oddest reality show so far.
Okay, a reality show... It's not with, Robert, is it?
No. Okay. That would make a good one, though.
Robert has left the building, and I'm exhausted.
We'll be back.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. That was very...
Settle down. Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow. Wow, we got a lot of stuff. Mr. Skin making his first 2003 appearance on the show tomorrow.
Can't wait.
The brand new Lola to Jeff Hardy.
Great, pal.
And the very, very put upon Jim Nance. The most powerful woman in television sports.
Nancy will be here.
He wants his money.
Yeah, how much do we owe him?
I think 500 each for charity.
Have you seen him in the movie? In the movie trailer that's out now?
One movie.
It's a promo for CBS Sports for NFL Sunday, but it runs. It's one of the commercials that runs at movie theaters now.
Aye, aye, aye. Yeah.
Jim Nantz on the big screen.
There He's out of control. That's on tomorrow's show. Buzz now with news brought to you by Verimax. Verimax Sexual Enhancer. Have better sex more often with Verimax, guaranteed. Verimax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Well, hello, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike. A house full of former and low-tier celebrities locked up together for 10 days. That's the premise of the reality show that starts tonight on the WB. The Surreal Life we mentioned yesterday features Emmanuel Lewis, somebody from 90210, MC Hammer, Motley Crue's Vince Neil.
You did it.
Former Survivor contestant Jerry Manthey.
Let me turn this off.
Click, click, click.
I never knew it was that easy.
Watch, I'll turn it back on.
All right.
Click, 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 click.
Like the clapper.
Turn it off again.
Click, click, click.
It's the clicker. Click on, click off.
Tell me, on or off?
On. So.
Click.
Off. I got a little run for a second.
Oh.
Off.
Click.
And there it goes. There it is. So, Emmanuel Lewis, somebody from 90210, that guy we just played his
Who?
Music. You know the guy.
Who said?
You know, MC, what's his name?
Click, click, click.
Hammer. Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Click, 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 click.
That's magical. Motley Crue's Vince Neil, former Survivor contestant Jerry Manthey, troubled child star Corey Feldman, and a former Playboy playmate. Their cell phones will be taken away from them. They'll go grocery shopping together. They'll go camping together. Quoting Corey Feldman, I will honestly be very upset if it has the appearance of making fun of any of us.
Do any of these people know? No one will watch this.
I don't know.
No one will watch this.
What are they supposed to do?
They're just,
you're going to watch it, Rob?
Yeah, I think
they're
so.
Just strange, odd, B-list celebrities locked in a house without their cell phones, and they have to live together.
You
for
know
10
what
days.
Would make that better?
What?
If you had Christopher Reeve.
Yes.
On top of a waterfall.
In his wheelchair.
That was your idea yesterday.
In a Superman suit.
Uh-huh.
And Emmanuel Lewis. Push him off the waterfall.
Does he make it after that, Don? How does your date end?
Yeah, what happens?
Well, don't tell how the show ends.
Oh. Then he would be caught by MC Hammer. He's standing at the bottom of the waterfall. He says, Superman, I got you.
Click, click, click.
Wearing his genie pants.
Yeah.
Actress Kathy Griffin may not be a favorite, but she's built a career and a good long run as the redhead on news radio. But now, because she's a contestant on ABC...
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Now that she's a contestant on Celebrity Mole Hawaii, she's screwed.
I hate that bitch.
Well...
I really do.
She thought she'd be working with bigger names. Instead, she got Darva Conger, Coolio, and Ahmad Rashad as the MC.
It was suddenly Susan on news radio.
Oh, is that right? I thought she was also on news radio. Who was the
redhead? That's the other perky redhead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got those confused. Anyway, quoting Kathy.
Everybody does, Buzz.
Quoting Kathy, I've gone from B-list to D-list. I skipped C altogether.
No, she didn't. You were never B.
She also says she was tricked into thinking she'd work with a personal favorite, Queen Latifah. No Queen Latifah. To make matters worse, Griffin says she played poorly. Things may have gone south when she convinced the producers to let the celebrities keep the money instead of giving it to charity. The first of the six series episode aired last night.
Well, that's the first thing I heard about that show that's remotely funny.
That the celebrities keep the money.
They keep the money because they need it.
Quoting her, she said, we needed the money. By the way, you can now be like the Osbournes. You can have your own comedy reality show. The ABC Family Channel is looking for families who think they're funny enough to star in My Life as a Sitcom. If everybody's on TV, who'll be left to watch it? And what's not to like about this story?
What about the Broyhills?
Hey.
Charlie and his girlfriend.
I like it.
I'm actually in discussions right now for my own reality show.
Really? What would that be?
It's something called Mike. And it's it doesn't move quite as fast as a lot of the other shows, but it has moments that are phenomenal. But they're just few and far between. You know, once you get by, like, the dinners alone and stuff, some of the moments are, you know, usually when I'm coming home. It is hysterical when I come in, and like, especially in the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, I got you when you're returning from your night's out.
Those are the only meals we're going to be videotaping, are the ones that happen after 11 o'clock.
The critics love Snatch.
It will fascinate you.
And what's not to like about this story? It has Germans, mobsters, and Steven Seagal. The action movie guy says he's the target of an extortion plot by the German mafia and, quote, other nefarious underworld figures.
Drink!
Yes, Major Hochstetter. We're going to kidnap Steven Seagal.
Get me the fat actor wearing the Indian skins.
He's wearing a sofa, Major Hochstetter.
Seagal says they've threatened to assault him and destroy his reputation in the movie industry. He filed a lawsuit about this in Los Angeles Superior Court just before Christmas.
What reputation? He should be on Celebrity Mole.
Amen. Seagal says it all has to do with a dispute with a German landlord who wants money for the damage Seagal's film crew caused in the making of Half Past Dead. And because of this, he says the Gambino crime family has tried to extort hundreds of thousands of dollars from him. Seagal says this has caused severe anxiety and emotional distress.
I think he's nuts.
Yeah. Yet another study says drinking is good for you.
Yeah. There we go.
There's always a catch. The latest study shows that a drink or two every other day appears to prevent heart attacks. This is not the way researchers at Harvard expected their 12-year study to end. The study followed 50,000 male doctors' drinking habits over that period of time.
The studying doctors? You study regular guys.
Well, doctors drink, too.
Yeah, but you don't want your doctor to be a drunk.
No, but they do anyway.
Doctors drink a lot.
Yeah, I know, but you don't want them to.
You don't want them to, but they do.
It steadies their hand. The docs who drank at least 3 days a week have about one-third fewer heart attacks than the teetotalers. And the study says beer and the hard stuff are just as good at this as red wine, which we've been hearing about.
Well, you know, that
I'll
is...
I'll drink to that.
That's right, you're right. That is something interesting, because normally anything you hear about booze that's good for you,
right.
It's always red wine.
Right. Always red wine, you know, take a little bit of it, and like one or two every other day.
All right.
I feel wonderful.
All right.
I thought you would.
I do. My heart feels
all
good.
All right.
The Harvard researchers say the secret is to drink regularly and moderately.
See, that's the half that doesn't make sense.
The caveat. Yeah.
The moderately part, I think it needs further study.
Thank you.
Which would you rather watch, Regis and Kelly or Sharon Osbourne? We may soon find out. In a number of cities, the new talk show hosted by Ozzy's wife may go up against Regis and Kelly Lee.
What's she doing a talk show for? Jesus, now they've ruined it.
I'd have to stay with Regis.
Yeah?
Especially now that, what's her name? Kelly Lee is getting so big and pregnant like Kathy Lee used to.
Right.
It's really annoying Regis when his co-bimbos get pregnant.
Right.
And I love the tension that it brings to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Regis is mad because the girls are getting all of the attention.
And you know she's having a few of those mood swings, too.
Did you hear his annoying call out to Gelman today when they went to get on their stools and her stomach pushed the table out? Because there's just not enough room. Gelman, can we do something about this?
And Robbie, where's the... when we were on vacation, I saw one of the tabloids that had Kelly Lee Ripa on it with something about her second honeymoon ruined, and it was, you know, she's pregnant, and just an awful picture of her wearing a bikini on the beach.
While she's pregnant.
While she's really pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I thinned out some of the tabloids. I'll try and find it.
All right.
Well, a New York station's already signed on for the Sharon Osbourne show, and the rest of the country usually follows. Sharon's show will use the Oprah format, a single topic for an hour with a live studio audience.
Oh, that's going to suck.
Syndicated. And Ellen DeGeneres.
Fantastical.
Ellen DeGeneres has gone from stand-up to sitcom, is getting a daytime talk variety show, mostly on NBC stations.
Mm-hmm. God, when will they learn? When the F will they learn?
Never.
You know, here's what we want on daytime television.
What?
We want divorce court.
Uh-huh.
We want Maury.
Right.
We want Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
We want Sally.
And Price is Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Don?
That's it.
What do we want on reality TV?
Mike.
Thank you.
The Mike Show.
Yeah. And a totally innovative concept. Just one guy. One guy carrying the show. And you know what? I will share my BMs with everyone. That's the difference right there. That's why we have to go with a cable.
Then it has to be on cable.
Has to be on cable. And I mean, I'm talking about the whole thing.
You know, then it's got to be like even on, it couldn't even be on HBO.
What it'll be is like, you know, me sitting down, you know, then the wiping process, and then right, and then I'll stand up and I'll say, come here.
Then it's got to be like on Bravo or Independent Film
or
Channel.
Or HBM.
Right.
Discovery.
By the way, there's also news about Ozzy, Sharon, and the necklace. It involves Sharon's battle with a Hollywood agent who won the $15,000 necklace as a door prize at a party. They'd raffled off the necklace on New Year's Eve when they renewed their wedding vows, Ozzy and Sharon. That party, by the way, was videotaped for their TV show. But it turns out the agent who won the necklace was not an invited guest. And the Osbournes say she is therefore not eligible to win anything. They've now filed a theft report on the woman. The agent says she won fair and square, and she wants an apology from the Osbournes.
Mike was asking me about this before the show today. For someone who was so into it, I am so not into the Osbournes this year. When we came back from vacation, you know, TiVo gets them, and I had like six Osbournes just waiting for me, and I deleted them all. I don't even... don't even want to watch it, but now you're hooked on it.
Yeah, and, you know, because I love the guy, and I'm going through what I think a lot of people went through last year. I'm late to the party because I didn't have the TiVo thing, and now that I'm watching it, I mean, and last night, Kelly Osbourne puking. It was, you know, delightful. Delightful entertainment. You know what? There's something about him. There's something about him through all the crap, through all his stammering, stroke-ridden, drug-induced, you know, he is... a genuinely sweet guy, and that's what I like about the show. I mean, so her father, Sharon's father, came to visit last night on the episode. Not last night, whenever it was on.
Right.
And they show Ozzy putting the old man's eardrops in. And, I mean, that just cracks me up.
There's a lot of stuff like that that I think a lot of people, like myself, found endearing last year.
Right,
But the problem that I had this year is that Kelly and Jack are stars. Mm-hmm. Sharon, while she still seems to be nice... she's got cancer. She's playing it up on the show. She's, as Buzz said, she's getting her Oprah show.
That I hate. I hate the fact that they're doing more. I wish they
did stuff. You go into goddamn 7-Eleven now, and up front where you get your lighters and you get your Twinkies,
right?
You have Osbourne's bobblehead doll.
That's right.
It's too much.
Too much.
Don, let me tell you, there's sometimes it's really fun to be like me and be behind most trends by a year or so. Because, you know, everything is new.
The Mike Show.
Shows seem funnier. Food tastes better.
Are SUV drivers supporting terrorism? Yes, according to a new commercial that will start running Sunday.
Oh, no, Jesus Christ, have I been around this with Frieda. Are you talking about the hybrid cars?
No. Talking specifically about how much gas is guzzled by SUVs.
Well, here's the deal. She says to me, you know, a woman who used to bust my balls incessantly about changing cars.
Mm-hmm.
I've not changed cars in over 2 years.
Right.
She says, and she drives a very nice luxury car now, she says, I need... an SUV, even though we have a pickup truck that we can use. She drives a nice luxury car, but I don't want her junking up my Escalade. So she needs an SUV. She said, I want to get a hybrid. So I was thinking, I did that thing. I saw the ad on TV with the Chevy Avalanche, the thing where it switches.
It's an SUV,
Well, no. As it turns out, again, I'm effing dim, that what she wants is... a hybrid. She wants a car that's half gas, half electric, so that it gets better gas mileage because she cares about, you know, the environment, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
you can get as good mileage and better power with the diesel engine.
Well, go tell it to her, Rob.
Well,
or you know what? Even better,
I'll tell Carrie and Carrie.
Call your wife and have your wife tell.
Well, then I know what she can get. Get her a Kenworth truck.
I told her. If you really committed to this thing, if you really committed to this, get that goddamn car that Larry David drives on his show.
Prius.
That Toyota that looks like a bad rental car.
Get her a Mini.
Oh yeah.
No, the Minis have a gigantic engine inside.
Oh, they do.
Those things move. I said, get yourself, if you're really committed to this.
Oh, that's right. They have a jet engine.
Get one of those ugly Toyotas that Larry David insists on driving on his show.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she's into the whole I love the earth thing.
Well, this new commercial that starts running Sunday suggests that people who drive SUVs are supporting terrorism. The spots are very much like the ones that try to link drug use with terrorism. These ads feature one SUV owner saying, I helped blow up a nightclub. The announcer says, oil money supports some terrible things. What kind of mileage does your SUV get? The nonprofit group behind this says it's not to demonize SUV owners, it's to urge consumers to make responsible choices.
Any pictures of Dick Cheney in that ad?
I don't think so.
All right.
The ads will first run on shows like Meet the Press and Face the Nation.
Great. Nobody watches this.
Right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
New music starts here.
Only one song could topple this from the top spot in your top seven most requested. All will be revealed in just a second. Eminem at 2.
Yo, this is Slim Shady. You're listening to Music Response on XM.
You know that they won't let the kids down.
Right.
Don and Mike.
All right. Hi there, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Oh, remember the story we had recently about how Jolly Al Roker's gotten grumpy since losing weight?
Right.
Well, now the former Jolly Elf is hosting a TV special about hate crime.
Hey!
He's the investigative reporter in a court TV special about the beatings of some Hispanic day laborers. But there's a method. There's a method to Al's madness in hosting a show about hate crime. Quoting him, viewers may think if he thinks this is serious and he's happy-go-lucky, maybe it really is a problem. That's Al's thinking.
What about me again?
Al's thinking that
because
if
Al is like Santa Claus, he's so happy.
Happy guy.
That if he does a serious show.
Right.
Because we think Al is so funny.
Exactly.
That nothing faces him that we'll take it seriously.
F you, Al.
So you're not buying it then, huh?
Right.
When you're too kinky for Cambodia, where can you go?
Well,
Bangkok?
Hey, Howard, there's your Donovan.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Bye, Don.
Former British rocker Gary Glitter, who also had a hit years ago in this country, has been banned from Cambodia. Glitter, who went to prison in Britain 3 years ago on child pornography charges, will not be allowed to return to Cambodia. That's where he'd been living without the proper papers until police caught him violating Cambodian laws.
Uh-oh.
Cambodia is known for its ability to cater to all
these
sexual
tastes. These are the kids. Listen to these poor kids, all these young boys.
Dreaming.
Here he comes right now. Gary?
Oh, there you go.
What are you doing? Oh, there they are. Hey. Stop that, Mr. Glitter. Stop that, Mr. Glitter. Ow. Ow, you hurt me.
Oh, that's bad. Kick me off Cambodia.
That's pretty serious. Cambodia is known for its ability to cater to all sexual tastes, including ones illegal elsewhere.
Mr. Glitter, they play your songs at all your football games. At all the basketball games. But when you come up to take my temperature, I just want to go, ow! All my friends, they go, ow! When you take our temperature, ow! Gary Gritter? Gary, stop taking our temperature.
Ow! In sports, George Foreman, great guest on the show yesterday, is headed for the Boxing Hall of Fame. It was announced today that he'll be inducted on June 8th. The AP NFL Offensive Player of the Year is Kansas City running back Priest Holmes. He set 14 team records playing in only 14 games.
Who had him in fantasy? Your son have him in fantasy?
Lisa had him,
okay.
And he did all that in a season cut short by injury. Former Jacksonville Jags coach Tom Coughlin's had a second interview with the Cincinnati Bengals, who are looking for a new head coach.
Commandant Coughlin. There you go. Good luck.
And finally,
Cincinnati. Who wants to be the coach in Cincinnati?
Really?
I mean, not even I would want to be the coach in Cincinnati.
Wow, that's saying something.
Really?
Finally, those darn kids. In South Boston, 5 students are facing possible criminal charges because of what happened on a school bus. A 15-year-old junior high girl was giving oral to a 16-year-old high school boy. Police say they'll be charged, along with the 3 students who cheered them on. But quoting a prosecutor, we're not exactly sure what we're charging them with. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
we all kind of stopped to listen to that, didn't we?
Charging them with... How come this didn't happen when we went to school?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you to Mr. Big...
Big Show.
Big Show.
Big Show.
Big Show. WWE SmackDown tonight on UPN against Stinky Dan.
Marika.
Yeah.
Or Mashika.
Rikishi,
right.
Yeah, Stinky Face.
And Tonight Dreams.
That's it. We got to go, yes, for the sex toys.
Right.
Good day to you, sir.
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 And again, WYSP, thank you for those great number one ratings. We will see you tomorrow. Hey, Rob, can you?
Nope.
No, don't worry about it. Me either.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.